about.
So easy. You gotta put it in perspective.
Holla, beach house.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
This is Beat Baxter on NRJ, Radio Finland. If we were in the United States of America, and I did something wrong, but it wasn't international, it was just domestic, then the law enforcement agency that would handle that would be the FBI.
The FBI?
That never gets old.
Why is being so stupid? Why is being so gay? We shut the F up and we die today.
And now.
And I strongly urge you and your family take every precaution against the influence of being.
Our feature presentation.
Yeah, we try. We do our best.
We sent him far, far away.
Sent him 3 states away, so.
I appreciate that way to open a show,
how
man.
How dare you?
Just trying to. Hey, Stripey, what's going on, man?
Stripey?
Giant stripes.
Oh, yeah.
Giant stripes.
I
yeah.
Mean, you do, there's stripes, you like and then there's stripes.
You look like you're. And by the way, I'm not mocking because I wear the exact same thing.
You oh,
look
like no. That's the worst thing you could say.
You look like you're 4 and you're on some sort of a children's TV show. Doesn't he look like one of the little like romper room kids or something? He's on the Wiggles. He's a guest star on the Wiggles right now.
This morning was one of those mornings where the alarm goes off and you go, okay, first of all, you have to piece it all together.
Yes.
Where am I? Okay, I'm at home. Okay. Is it a work day? Yes. Okay. Is it in the afternoon? Because I don't know if I'm taking a nap. And by the time I got to the shower, I took a 30-second shower, grabbed the first shirt I found. And so that's the way it goes.
Why did I have this tattoo on my face?
Yeah.
whose baby is that? I mean, all the questions you normally ask. When you're my wife yells at me every time I put on a striped shirt because she says I'm too fat to wear them.
Oh, no.
Because apparently they make you look fatter if you wear, you know, if you're at all fat, they make you look even fatter if you wear the stripes, the horizontal stripes. You're right. Supposed to go with the vertical stripes. But I don't need vertical stripes because I'm, 11 feet tall. So vertical stripes are no good for me either. What do I do?
But I just
Paisley.
I just say to my wife, okay.
And just put it on and go?
Just listen, when I'm in a hurry, you just grab whatever's there and go. And there's a certain, there's a real freedom in giving up and looking good. There really
is. I agree with that. And I know that it's the same at your house as it is at mine, is the last thing you see before you close the door is your wife just shaking her head and just softly sobbing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, I made a bad choice, is what she's thinking.
Exactly. All right, before we move on with today's all-new Kevin and Bean show, I'm fascinated with this story. There's a lot of implications if this guy accomplishes what he is setting out to do. His name is Bill Warren. He lives in Fallbrook, California. And I can't tell if he's a bit of a nut job or not. He was last seen in the national media on the Dr. Phil show last month discussing his online hunt for a Russian bride. That's what he was on the show for.
Sweet.
But that's completely unrelated to his day job, which is he is a guy who goes out and treasure hunts. He has a ship, and he goes out and he looks for treasure. In fact, he wrote a book about it called Shipwrecks and Discoveries. Well, now he's in the news because he says he has backers who are going to pay him to search for Osama bin Laden's body in the North Arabian Sea.
What? So the Navy SEALs got him.
Right.
And there was a firefight, and he died. So then they took – and then they what they did, for those of you who didn't follow, is they took him out on the ocean on a boat and gave him a proper burial as the custom is.
Right. And by the way, when they say proper burial with no video, that means they all peed on him and then threw him in the water. That's my guess.
That's possible. Although I think with him, you wouldn't want to take any chances because your career's on the line or whatever. But anyway, he's tossed out in the ocean, and now no one will ever find him again. So this guy's going to try and locate –
yes.
One body in the entire ocean.
That's been nibbled on by fishes and is disintegrating as we speak, really.
Right, because what's it been, about 6 weeks, something like that?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah, easily.
Yeah. He says, I have some tips and I have the appropriate depth of water where the aircraft carrier was sitting. He does not doubt that the Navy SEALs killed Osama bin Laden. His motive isn't to prove it. He believes it, but he says he knows there are lots of other people who don't. There are lots of people who are skeptical that it happened, so he would like to prove it.
He's
now,
so
clearly,
stupid.
He's figuring there's a way to make money off of this, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
But, I mean, apparently he has hundreds of thousands of dollars of backing already. When asked, he was on Good Morning America yesterday, they asked him how he could positively identify the body if recovered. He said he's going to ask the Bin Laden family for a DNA sample. He thinks they might be interested in getting the body back so that they can bury it, which is not going to make anybody happy, by the way.
He's making a lot of bad decisions along the way here.
It does. What's going on? It does seem like there's a potential for a great deal of trouble. I mean, I feel like the thing has happened and it's done and it's settled and we've moved on. It just seems like you're opening the door for a tremendous amount of trouble here. He says, I expect resistance from this government of mine. They probably won't want me out there. He's also talking about filming it and turning it into a documentary.
Yeah.
He's not going to find it.
Let's start with point A, which is he's never going to find the body.
Exactly.
And then let's go to point B, which is look at point A. I mean, really.
Yeah, none of the rest matters.
Not in a million years.
Look, I don't know anything about what's involved in finding a body in the bottom of the ocean. I doubt there's a lot of bodies in that part of the ocean. I mean, it sounds like they took them out, you know, far into the Arabian Sea.
Sure.
It's going to cost him $10,000 a day to rent a ship in the Indian Ocean, $1,000 a day to rent a remote-controlled submarine, and he says he expects to be at sea in 4 to 6 weeks. I'm just envisioning a nightmare if he pulls up a skeleton and says, here's Osama bin Laden, because then you've just got an international firestorm.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand the ultimate plan for sure.
Yeah. So anyway, that's crazy and wacky and happening, and I'll expect him to turn up dead any day now.
And you know what people like him don't understand is that the doubters, the ones who think that Osama bin Laden is still alive and the government's behind blah, 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 you could have Osama bin Laden's body and it would make zero difference.
You could stuff him.
It would make zero difference.
And put him on a tour, and they would still say that's not him.
That's not him. He probably just made something that looks like him. That's not him.
So true.
There's nothing, like September 11th, for example.
Right.
2001. There's so much evidence, and then people who want to believe a certain thing can never be swayed.
Yeah.
President's birth certificate.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Exactly.
Here it is. Oh, I've seen it, but that's fake. You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, there's no way to make those people happy. So that's a bad choice, and I'm glad he's making it. What a doofus. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Good morning, binge drinkers.
Good point. We have Sharon Osbourne on the program today.
Oh, I love Sharon so much.
She's great.
She is the best. She's one of the judges on America's Got Talent, which I beg to differ with. And she's always great. Always. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk to her about that. We are going to talk about your run-in with celebrities, or your run-in with people perhaps you thought were celebrities, and it turns out they weren't, or there was a different celebrity than you thought. That's always embarrassing.
This is something that happened to
No.
I can't wait to hear this.
But look, everybody, if you've, especially people who live in California that run into celebrities from time to time in their lives, you see a person, and this happens in the grocery store. You see a person, you go, I know that dude. That's, oh no, wait, it's the other one. Wait, which one is it?
Yep.
And then of course you want to say something because this is your moment to go up and say, I really love your movie/record/TV show/book.
Whoever you are, what did you do? I liked it.
Kevin walks up to a lot of people and says, what did you do?
Yeah.
So that's the discussion we're going to have today is when you've been in that situation, because somebody we know is in that situation recently, but not us, Lisa.
It was somebody else that we know well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was almost like it happened to us.
Hmm.
So that's what's weird. So we got that coming up. And Bean, by the way, just so you know, some of us can't narrow it down to two people. I don't know if it was this one or this one. To me, right. I look at somebody and I go, I know him from somewhere.
Right.
That's as specific as I can ever get.
And haven't there been people, Kevin, that you've met 20 times and you still have no idea who they are?
Of course. It's so embarrassing. It really is. Not that person's fault. It's all me, because if I met him twice, that's it. It's all on me at that point.
Right, yeah. Right. Have you met Lisa May? Do you know Lisa? She does traffic?
No.
If he runs into me outside of this place... No recognition.
He may not be able to place
you. He walks right by.
I whistle, though, don't I? We also have to talk to Miss Double D today.
Yes.
She is misnamed.
I love Christine.
She has been misnamed, yes. She's no longer Miss Double D. Now she's Miss F. So
what about that
kind of works in some way.
How commonly does that happen where somebody already has double Ds and they get enlargements?
Unless they're looking for a career where that is important. Not often.
But even if they are, Double D is a large
pretty
size.
Pretty damn respectable.
Yes.
Right.
It's not like even if you're going to try and get into that business, it's too small. It's, no. That's plenty.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to get all Dr. Drew on everybody here, but I mean, I just think that shows she was touched even more than we thought.
Oh, Bean.
It's
going to
take the fun right out of
it. Yeah, you're going to take the fun right out of this. Stop that. For some reason, Ralph has insisted on bringing in highlights of The Bachelorette. Now, I'm not a Bachelorette watcher.
Me neither.
And I think they're ridiculous. And this whole scam of, oh, I hope to find love on TV is just insultingly dumb. And I know most people don't believe it wholeheartedly, but it does make for some pretty good drama.
Yeah. It sounds like this season.
Yeah.
I don't care about those people. I don't care whether they have relationships or not. That's my problem with The Bachelorette.
Let's say they find a love for life. You still don't
right.
care.
I don't care.
Right.
I just don't care. But people love it. And people really root for and against people on these shows. It's amazing how effectively the show is presented.
That happens, and then other people have lives. So what are you going to do?
Well, Ralph certainly has a life. That's true. I mean, he has a life, yet he can defend it. He says it's great television.
He got suckered in by his wife, yeah. Which happens to, you know, if you're sitting there and you want to spend time with somebody and your wife doesn't have the exact same taste as you do ever. So you start watching something and you go, oh, I would never watch this on my own. But, oh, I can't believe you just said that. You know what I mean?
You're
suckered in from that point on. We also are going to do another rousing rendition of Thanks for the Info Bean.
Excellent.
How dare you?
This could be the best batch ever.
How dare you?
I'm not sure. And we're going to give away some tickets for you to see Foo Fighters with a brand new game that we think you'll love. We're not positive, though. So we'll do that coming up very soon in the next hour, as a matter of fact. We'll take a break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
Hey, Ralph Garman, what's going on, man?
Stuff? Things?
Good things? Bad
all
things?
Kinds of things.
Showbiz things?
Showbiz things.
All right.
It's Tuesday. That means new CDs, new DVDs.
Ooh, tell me.
And new TV on DVD, all available. In various retail outlets that you like to choose from?
I love Tuesday so much. I just get so excited when the new stuff comes out, that's all.
I'm going to jot that down, Kevin. I love Tuesday so much.
Yeah, that doesn't really...
But at least I have a reason.
I was going to say, that doesn't reach the heights of bad beendom.
You know why he particularly loves this Tuesday, I'm guessing? Because Barry Manilow has a new CD today.
Yeah!
I told you I already pre-ordered mine. It should arrive in the mail today.
Oh! Oh, my goodness! I can't wait for the new Barry Manilow CD, don't you know?
I am a fan of Low, and I'm proud of it. There are many of us.
He always has to give himself a super gay fan name, too.
I didn't give myself that name. That's what Barry Manilow fans are called. I'm a believer, and I'm also a fan of Low. I like them both.
Boo!
I'm sorry. I'm trying to cut back on the use of the word gay for bad. So I apologize for that.
Oh.
It doesn't do
good
justice.
That you caught yourself and you're aware.
It doesn't do justice to gay people to call being that.
It has nothing to do with gay, really. No. It has to do with horribleness.
It has to do with lame, and that's what he is.
Let's start using Nazi.
All right, good.
Yeah. You can start calling being a Nazi.
I like it.
Yeah.
Although Kevin was in Tennessee over the weekend and said he would kill his son if he was gay. I thought that was rude.
Don't believe that was Kevin
that
at all.
Was not me.
The Barry Manilow album is called 15 Minutes, and it's based on Britney Spears' meltdown in 2007.
Boo!
It is a rock album about the harsh realities of fame.
You said rock album.
It's a theme rock album. It's like a rock opera. It's like a ropera.
Yeah, I've heard about five songs. It's not a rock album.
Stop using the word rock.
That's
it's
what Barry
Manilow
said.
Yeah, I know.
He's wrong.
Yeah. Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark, the original cast soundtrack, is available today.
All right.
If you buy it, apparently it jumps out of the jewel case and then hits you. Cuts your throat. It could kill you.
Yeah. Now, do they come around like once a month and take songs off of it and put different songs on it? Is that how it works?
Absolutely. No, they're locked in. This time it's real.
Yeah, sure.
All Things Bright and Beautiful by Owl City. Hell, the sequel by Bad Meets Evil. That's Eminem and Royce da 5'9".
Yeah.
You say as if you've already heard it and disapproved, Bean.
Well, it's just a stupid name even for a rapper, that's all.
Royce
da 5'9"? Yeah, it's a stupid name.
Transformers Dark of the Moon soundtrack also available. That's got Paramore on it.
Oh, Paramore. That's the song you played.
Yeah. My Chemical Romance.
Heli.
DVDs today available. Battle Los Angeles. If you missed that with Aaron Eckhart and Michelle Rodriguez, you can pick that up today. Red Riding Hood with Amanda Seyfried and Gary Oldman. Hall Pass. Owen Wilson and Jason Sudeikis. Jason Sudeikis deserves a better film. I think he's very funny. Jackass 3.5 is available today. Big Mamas, Like Father, Like Son, with Martin Lawrence dressing up like a woman. It's such a son.
Never gets old. He found that one line, and he's taking all money because of it.
Foo Fighters, Back and Forth, starring the Foos. If you missed that in theaters, you can pick that up today as well. So I want to check that out. More celebrity news. Dane Cook has discovered that online social media is not just for advertising. He sent out a tweet this weekend that he had lost his tiny chihuahua named Beast. See, it's a small dog, and yet he calls it Beast. Do you see the irony there and the comedy?
I know
he's hilarious, even when he's not working.
I know that none of us could have crafted that kind of joke.
He lost his dog, so he tweeted, "I need all of my followers to show up and help me look for my dog." And apparently, tons of fans did, in fact, show up to West Hollywood. An army of Dane Cook fans went out on the hunt, and 2 hours later, they found his puppy safe and sound.
Well, that's good use of Twitter. I hate to see Dane Cook happy, but I'm pleased for the dog.
It's nice to have that kind of power at your disposal, I guess, when the Dane Cook fans show up and find your dog for you. Apparently, even Denise Richards stopped by to help out. Oh, it's just so much talent in one place.
Wow.
Hard to believe. Demi Lovato is back on the market, fellas. Get out your candy. No, actually, she's 18 years old.
Yeah, she is.
She is.
Easy bean.
Right. Sam. What kind of countdown calendar did you have?
Yeah, she is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, look. Look, I've got a list of all the teen stars and when they turn 18.
Why, what are you saying that I did? She's 18.
I heard it on this show some time ago. That's how I know it.
She's broken off her relationship with Wilmer Valderrama.
Oh, my God.
That's who she was
around.
Dating. He's 31.
How will he ever get another woman?
Yeah, he struggles
with
it.
Would you get naked?
It's B now calling Demi to wish her a happy birthday.
That's correct. What are you looking for? I could be your grandpa.
That's right. Word is the age difference was a bit of a problem in their relationship.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he just date women now?
Does he just date women?
What does he do?
I mean,
does he do anything?
Does he have a job? Yeah.
I thought you meant that he cut the fellas out.
Is that his job now?
Is he done banging the fellas or is it just the women now that he's seeing?
I don't know what he does.
He was producing that... that Your Mama's So Fat show. Remember that? What was that show?
I think it was Yo Mama.
Yeah, that was his. That was from the creative mind of Wilder Valderrama.
All right,
I would watch that just because I couldn't believe it was on TV. I couldn't believe it every second.
What do they call it? There's a word for it. Not the snaps. It's the something it's called. There's like a word for that battle where you go at each other like that.
But they had to be Your Mama jokes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Just...
No.
Thanks, Bugs.
There's a phrase for it. It's called the somethings, and it's like when you go at each other with those kind of insults back and forth in that sort of battle format.
And by the way, they all had crews.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Ralph, did he make enough money as Pez to not work if he doesn't want to?
I don't think so.
They're telling me it's called The Dozens.
The Dozens, that's what it's called.
I'd never heard before. I didn't know that's what it was.
Thank you, Room, whoever came up with that.
It was Chip, and I didn't understand that. And then it was Omar, and I didn't understand what he was saying. Then it was Alex.
Well, Chip grew up in the hood. You can tell she's very street savvy.
She's a hood rat.
She's a hood chipmunk, which she is. And while we're talking about May-December romances, Al Pacino still got it at the age of 71 years old. I don't know if you saw any of the footage of him at the Tonys.
Nope.
This past weekend. But he was there with his new girlfriend, Lucia Sola. She's an Argentinian beauty, speaks four languages. She is 31 years old.
How old is he?
To his 71 years old.
71 to 31. Wow.
And she's a stunner. I did notice her in the audience of the Tony Awards as I was flipping around the channels on Sunday night. And I was like, wow, who's Al hooking up with? And she's hot.
Did anyone say to Al,
what are you looking for? I could be your grandpa.
I don't believe anyone said that, no.
How happy were they in that room that Al didn't win a Tony, though? Can you imagine having to sit through another one of his speeches so soon?
Let me just say.
I would have loved it.
Oh,
he's the worst. Is there a worse speech giver?
No,
the
people there isn't.
Who help me? Oh, do what I do. Oh, come on now with the Tony.
It takes him like 5 minutes to do his speeches.
Oh. There's never been an actor that's so good to give such bad speeches, yeah. I think.
That's why they write for actors.
Yes.
And why don't they write for him? He won so many awards for that Kevorkian movie. Why didn't somebody write something out for him so he had it?
Oh. Jack Kevorkian.
Right, we got it.
Oh.
Come on now! Killing people! He's playing Phil Spector next on HBO.
That's going to be great.
Same creative team getting together to do the story of Phil Spector and that whole murder trial.
Great casting for him.
Oh. Dana Clarkson. Lana Clarkson. Still learning my lines. Ooh. Today's celebrity birthdays. Donald Trump is 65 years old today. Best birthday ever had by anyone who is 65 years old ever, who lives in New York and owns a building called the Trump Tower.
Bad.
Boy George is 50 years old today. Yasmine Bleeth. Remember Yasmine Bleeth?
Yeah.
She used to be hot. She used to be on Baywatch.
Right.
And then that mugshot came out. I think it ruined her for everybody.
It was meth, wasn't it?
Yeah, meth.
It didn't help people's opinion of how she looked.
Kevin McHale from Glee. He's Wheels on that show.
Wheels.
Right.
He's 23 years old today. And screenwriter Diablo Cody is 33 years old. She, of course, wrote the very successful movie.
Do you know?
Thank you, Lisa May.
Nice.
She also wrote that United States of Tara.
Yeah.
So far, you're one for one, Diablo. Good luck with your future. That's it for birthdays. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the Showbiz Beat.
You are listening to the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 638.
All right, what are we going to do about Ralph's chicken, Clucky? What are we going to do about Clucky?
I don't know what happened or where this came from.
Clucky's a genius, by the way.
Clucky is not a genius. He's a chicken, and he's going to be breakfast tomorrow.
When did Clucky join our lives?
A couple weeks ago.
Ralph started doing that sound effect.
And or he brought his chicken in.
He wouldn't stop. And so we decided to do a game. Stop it for 1 second.
Well, Clucky sings along sometimes with the songs that we play on the show. Yes, that's what,
does
what
he?
Happened.
Oh, yeah. I see.
In the office, while I'm working, annoying. Clucky will just start to sing along, you know, as the best a chicken can,
because
they don't speak English or anything.
Right.
He'll just sing along with some of the music we play.
Well, there's a great show coming up that you and Clucky ought to go to. Foo Fighters, October 13th at the Forum. Check this out. Cage the Elephant is in support. Also, I always forget their name, Mariachi El Bronx. They're going to be playing, too. It's a great lineup. We're going to give away tickets right now at 1-800-520-1067. If you can, cluck the hits.
Now it's time for you to meet Kevin and Bean's pet chicken, Clucky, the most talented chicken in the world. The only chicken that can sing Foo Fighter songs for you. If you can identify the song, you just may win those tickets. Take it away, Clucky!
Does this mean... Does this officially mean we're out?
I hope so, or should be. All right, so let's see how this is going to go.
All right, Clucky.
All right, Clucky, please, Clucky.
Clucky, explain to people how the game works. No, I'm just kidding. All right, let's start with Rice. Hi, Rice.
I thought it was Rick.
I think it is Rick.
Let's start with Rick. Hi, Rick.
Usually the K at the end of the R-I-C signifies Rick.
No, I didn't really look that close.
Rick, Clucky is going to be singing a Foo Fighters hit. All you have to do is identify it by title, and you are in the drawing. Lisa May will tell us in 5 minutes who wins tickets to see the Forum show, and you're qualified to win Dave's guitar, too. So listen up. Here's Clucky with our first song. That's fine. Thank you, Clucky. Thank you, Clucky. Rice, what song is that?
I think it's All My Life.
Oh, yeah! What a stab in the dark. That didn't sound anything like that song.
Now it does. All right. Thank you, Clucky. Clucky, we're going to move on to Pamela. She's contestant number two today. Hi, Pamela. Welcome to the show. Did you ever think your life today would involve listening to a chicken sing?
Of all the things I participated in, this is by far the most fabulous.
Did I just hear Chucky getting a little sexy? And by Chucky, I mean Clucky.
Can you get anybody's names right? What's going on? All right.
Shut up, Ben.
All right, Pamela, listen up. Here's Clucky with your next song.
I got it.
What is it?
Hero.
Should have hung on for a little bit more. Clunky!
Clunky!
Clunky! Clunky, it's... Wait. She guessed Hero. It's not Hero. It's
Clunky!
Clunky insists on finishing. No, that was Everlong, Pamela.
No.
Yeah, sorry.
Nice try. Thanks for playing.
So let Chucky, Clucky finish.
It wouldn't hurt.
Why ruin your chances by just shouting at the first thing that comes
to
your mind?
One cluck and said the wrong
settle
name.
Down. You already got it. You know, figure it out.
Brain on line three. Hi, Brain. How are you?
I believe it's Brian. I think.
Oh,
Brian.
Really? Oh, now you know what it's like.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian, what's going on? You ready to play?
I'm ready.
Good luck. Here's Clucky with your song.
Bark, 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 bark. Bark, 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 bark. Bark, 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 bark.
It's gonna pop a vein.
Bark, 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 bark. Bark, bark, bark.
You, okay. Come on now. That was maybe the easiest one.
My Hero?
Yeah.
Nicely done.
All right, so far, Rick is in the drawing. Brian is in the drawing. Let's see how Eloise does. She's on line four. Hi, Eloise. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Say hi to Clucky.
Hi, Clucky.
All right, listen up. Here's your Foo Fighter song. Clucky really likes Foo Fighters. All right, what song is it?
Yikes. I'm going to take a guess and say Long Road to Ruin.
Ooh, no, sorry. We were looking for
Times Like These. It sounds like
easier. Now, yeah. I know I can't ask Clucky a question, but why doesn't it sound anything like the Foo Fighters song?
That's a great question. Therein lies the problem. That's why everybody's so annoyed.
All right. We got time for one more. It's going to be Jerry, line five. Hey, Jerry. Thanks for playing. Cluck the hits. You ready to go?
Ready.
Hey, here's your song.
Please get it, Jerry.
The Best of You.
Yes!
Yeah. If someone get it, the best.
How about that?
All right. So,
I think I know what he's saying.
Now that we've played the game, we can send Clucky home with Ralph, right? He doesn't have to live at the station anymore, right?
No, I think we need to eat Clucky.
All right. It's Rick, it's Brian, it's Jerry playing for Foo Fighters tickets October 13th at the Forum and a chance to win the guitar right out of Dave Grohl's hands. Lisa May, who's our winner?
Jerry!
Last guy we talked to. Clucky, tell... You are listening to the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 6:53. Nope.
Oh, no. Clucky, you got to let Ralph handle this one. It's time for the Showbiz Beat here on the Kevin and Bean Show. And by the way, right after the top of the hour, America's Got Talent judge Sharon Osbourne will join us. Always a big fan of hers. Looking forward to talking to her. Right now, though, time for the beat. Here's Ralph.
It's okay when Bean's animals interrupt the show, but my pet has to be quiet in the other corner of the room. I see how it works now.
There is a small difference in that Bean's animals are animals.
So it's Clucky.
And you're a dude making a noise with your mouth.
Clucky's an animal.
Clucky's about to die.
Ralph thinks Clucky is real.
Clucky says, bring it, bitch. Come on this side of the room and threaten Clucky. That's what Clucky says.
I didn't hear Clucky say that.
He said it in my ear where it counts. That's right. He's a whispering chicken now. Tori Spelling had a nasty run-in with a cameraman yesterday. This was scary. She is with child. Mm. And she was taking her other kids to school when the relentless photographer went on a chase, hopped in his car when she hopped in hers, and she accidentally ran into a concrete barrier.
Mm.
Oh. And the dude has the balls to jump out of his car and start snapping pictures of her crashed in her car against a concrete barrier.
Wow.
I'm sure he was delighted it happened. I mean, that's a way better photo than her just taking her kids to school.
Tori says that other moms from the school chased the photographer away, basically. Just went after him, scared him off. Then she had to go to the doctor to check on herself and her unborn child. And look, I'm no Tori Spelling fan, but what's it going to take before someone steps in and puts some sort of legislation in place that keeps these things from happening?
I know. I hate them so much, and I'm a big First Amendment guy, as we all are, but it just seems like it's an unfair consequence of fame. It really is. It's out of control.
Yeah.
I guess there already are laws in place. I mean, you can't speed. You can't, you know, drive recklessly, which obviously these photographers are doing. But how do you catch them when there's no one around to witness, if there's no cops? You know?
Well, this is what Kevin and I were talking about the other day. It ought to be illegal to follow somebody. That's what I think.
I don't know that I'd go that
whoever,
far.
Whoever it is.
Well, I mean, look, how you prove that. They're going.
We're both going in the same direction. Am I following you or am I
just
driving?
But I think it's in general, in these cases, it's pretty obvious that this photographer is following Tori Spelling to see where she goes. But I mean, if a car got behind you and followed you all the way to your house and sat out in front of your house today when you left the radio station, Ralph, that'd be a real violation. It seems like that shouldn't be legal.
Who's still taking pictures of Tori Spelling is my question.
More importantly, well, she's a popular tabloid figure, believe it or not. Huh. She and her husband, Dean McDermott, they've got a TV series on where they have a bed and breakfast, I think.
Right.
And she's got babies, and, you know, celebrity moms are always in vogue, so.
She writes books. I mean, she is popular with some people.
While we're talking about photographs, Taylor Momsen of Gossip Girl fame was spotted performing at the Download Festival in England over the weekend. She was wearing a very loose-fitting top without a bra, so she decided to whip out her cans and show them to the audience.
Yay!
That is a good trend.
She's 17 years old,
That's
Kevin.
That's not a good trend. That'll be a good trend next year.
It's important to know that she covered the nipple region, the areola, the significant portion of her breast.
Right.
I guess when it comes to indecency, with electrical tape.
Good luck.
A la Wendy O. Williams of the Plasmatics. Remember when she used to do that on stage?
Right.
Well, sounds sexy.
And so I guess she wasn't technically fully exposed, but she certainly was hanging out there. Photos are available on the internet. What is it with the girls over there at Gossip Girl? Well, the Gossip Girl set. Would these girls just sit around just taking naked pictures of themselves all day long?
I'm in favor of
it. Blake Lively and Taylor Momsen. Taylor, by the way, I believe has been asked to no longer be on the show.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, really? Is that true?
Yeah, I believe her role will be greatly reduced, if not eliminated, in the upcoming season. Because apparently she's a big pain in the ass.
Wow. She's a wild child, that's for sure.
Gary Dordan. Remember him from CSI?
Yep.
Yeah.
He was Warwick Brown on that show.
He got killed on the show, right?
He did. Another pain in the ass. He got popped for drug charges yesterday. LAPD received a call at 3:30 yesterday morning about someone claiming Gary crashed his vehicle into two parked cars. They found Gary, and they found his car, and they found a few blue pills of ecstasy in his car. He was booked for possession and then released around noon. This wasn't the first bust for drugs. For Gary, he was popped 3 years ago when he pled guilty to cocaine and ecstasy charges, then checked into rehab. Guess it didn't take.
I hope they don't find Omar's phone number in his cell phone.
What?
Because it was rehab at the Hard Rock. Very, very different.
It's a club.
It's not the same, Bean, because that's where they go to party.
I get it. Yep.
You get it? Maybe if Clucky told you, you'd get it better.
I understand.
Rehab.
Oh, really, Clucky? Wow, that sounds terrible.
Cops showed up, apparently, when they saw Gary Jordan's car and said, yeah, we'll be too ecstatic about this. Yeah! Who are you?
I got to give you points just for delivery.
Because they start every
episode. That's how the show starts, right?
And Gene Simmons' longtime girlfriend, Shannon Tweed, may be splitting up, or are they just acting out for ratings for his new reality show?
I got to tell you, if they are, they're terrific actors because I believed every second of that meltdown yesterday.
No, it's so fake. So obviously fake.
I didn't notice the meltdown yesterday. Where was it?
They've done it. They're doing a series of interviews all over the place now about the new season of Family Jewels, Gene Simmons' Family Jewels. And this season is the season where Shannon puts her foot down and won't let Gene run around with other women anymore after 30 years of living this way. She's finally fed up. So they went on the Today Show together yesterday, and they were very cold with each other, and they were very upset with each other while they showed footage of the show.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
You might be right. If they've done this before, Ralph, I thought this was the first interview on the new show. But, I mean, Shannon basically said, now that the kids are off to college, I'm done with this BS. I can't take it anymore. I mean, that's basically what it looked like. But maybe it's all just promotion for the season. You could be right.
Yeah. They show a clip of Gene Simmons with two girls on each arm. And she's like, I'm not going to put up with this anymore and stuff. And then they were sitting in the Today Show studios, and she had her back, like, turned to him while I was sitting there. She's like, oh, he knew who they were, and they were playing it out for the camera. So people are wondering, are they finally going to split up, or is this just an attempt to garner some additional ratings for a brand-new season of Family Jewels? I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Lisa, should we get Gene Simmons on and ask him?
Only if you bring her, too.
Shannon's great. She's very
entertaining. I love her. She keeps it in line, but she won't come. But, yeah, talk
Shannon
to Gene
has
for
lived
sure.
this life. Forever. She knows who he is and what he does, and they have an understanding, and I find it hard to believe that suddenly she is seriously upset by his behavior.
Wait a minute, he's been running around with women for 30 years, and I've known about it. Yeah. What do I do about that?
Thinking? So, we'll have to wait and see, but I thought it was interesting. I think it's just a little theater from the Simmonses. We're not beyond that, by the way.
No.
But not a good show. Today's celebrity birthdays. Donald Trump is 65 years old today. Singer Boy George turns 50. Yasmin Bleeth with the meth teeth is 43 years old today. Diablo Cody, screenwriter and former stripper, celebrates her 33rd birthday. And actor Kevin McHale, he's the one in the wheelchair on Glee, and by all accounts, one of the best dancers on the show. Isn't that a bitch? You got all that talent, and you got to sit in your chair all day long. He's 23 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat. Hey,
can you buy happiness? Well, you can buy a ticket to the happiest place on Earth, but it'll cost you more. Disneyland one-day adult admission rises to $80.
I think it's a shame because I don't think that families can afford to take a day at Disneyland anymore.
It's ridiculous. That's going to be pretty pricey.
12-year-old kid coming home from junior high in Anaheim. Stabbed to death. 7 hours later, an 18-year-old booked. Not gang, but then what motive? And now the mystery sound contest. Can you tell what this is?
It's book. Very
That is a day in the life of Muammar Gaddafi of Libya playing chess with a Russian world master. This is NATO continues to bomb his compounds. The judge said he may rule today. That's the federal judge. Or may or may not say a colleague who's gay should not have decided the Prop 8 case. He ruled the same-sex ban unconstitutional. 70s to near 90. 58 at K-Rock. I'm Doc on the Rock.
The Kevin and Bean Show. 106.7 KROQ FM and HD1. Pasadena, Los Angeles. Orange County. Rock of the 80s, HD2. The world. K-Rock. New K-Rock music.
This is Rome from Sublime with Rome, and you're listening to the world-famous K-Rock.
Sublime with Rome. Panic.
So many people running, don't know where they're going. Panic, 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 showing no sign of slowing. I need a reason that I got to know. Don't you wish your work was money? My only motive for destruction to be real. What we want, I need a reason that I got to know. Don't you wish your work was money? Don't you wish your them. They're quicker than the ant most. Can't you see there is hope here?
You are listening to the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 8 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Believe it or not, Ralph is going to try to tell us why we're wrong for not watching The Bachelorette later on today. Apparently, he's been sucked into the vortex that is that show. He'll explain. Also, we'll talk to Miss Double December 2011, who, by the way, is no longer a Double D later on today's show. Apparently, she's an F now, Miss Double D is.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she keeps the crown, even though technically she doesn't have the Double D's anymore.
I don't think you guys ever discriminate against bigger.
No,
come
here's,
on.
Here's my decision. My decision is she's no longer Miss Double D, so we need a new Miss Double D.
I see.
She's our Miss F.
Oh, I see. Now I got you.
We just need to add to the stable.
First, though, I had something I wanted to play here, but it looks like we got somebody on the phone. Should I not play? What's the deal here?
I would say play.
Okay. First, though, we didn't have a chance to play this in the Internet Roundup this week. But, ladies and gentlemen, Kevin's favorite song of 2011, Can You Beat My Vagina Ain't Handicapped?
Oh. My vagina ain't handicapped. Vagina ain't handicapped. So what? I can't walk. My vagina ain't handicapped.
Now, I know you hear that and you go, wow, she sounds really hot, Kevin. I mean, I can't wait to see her. Here's what you need to know about My Vagina Ain't Handicapped.
This is my ringtone, by the way.
I'm sure it is. Lisa, she is... How old do you think she is, Kevin?
I would guess 18, 19, yeah.
Let's say she's 18, 19. She's... very much in a wheelchair. Aww. Very much in a wheelchair.
She couldn't be more in a wheelchair.
Oh, man.
And she has never stood up. This is not like a temporary, I'm going to sit down. She's way, way handicapped and paralyzed or something.
She makes up for that by having a tube in her throat.
Yeah, she's got a breathing tube.
I wouldn't have even played this. I just tweeted it once. I was like, don't go check out this site on YouTube.
I remember that tweet.
Because you'll go right to hell.
I didn't.
That you made the right decision.
Let's listen to it again with new ears now that you know that she's way paralyzed and can't breathe. And it doesn't look like can move either, by the way, but she can still sing. And she's still got some virtues. Look, there's still reasons to consider this woman for your next girlfriend because listen up.
Vagina ain't handicapped. Vagina ain't handicapped. Voices high when I talk, but my vagina ain't handicapped.
Now, is this born out of the frustration of, hey, I want a boyfriend, I'd like some sex, but the guys look right past me because I'm in a wheelchair and I'm obviously can't breathe?
I would guess that's it, yeah.
This is basically her way of saying, so there are some parts, guys, that are still working and you ought to consider me when
you're looking for plans
for the weekend.
Oh, dear.
And she couldn't fight back or anything, so really there's a lot of reasons.
Stop it. Anyway, why do you do that?
You just go to YouTube and look for Vagina Ain't Handicapped, and you too can have it as your ringtone as Kevin
does. Sharon Osbourne's on the phone.
You are so happy that we're changing topics, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Oh, we couldn't love Sharon Osbourne any more than we do. We've been talking to her for years on the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you, my darling?
Oh, I'm good. How are you, my darling?
We're doing great. First off, before we talk about the show, America's number one reality hit, America's Got Talent, tell me how the family is. What's everybody up to these days? What have they got going on for the summer?
Okay, well, Ozzy's touring Europe doing all the big summer festivals, so that's where he is right now.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Jack just sold his documentary, his first documentary he sold.
Wow.
And Kelly's busy doing her fashion police and doing all her stuff here. So we're all busy and well.
Now, forgive me for asking, and you know we love Ozzy, but don't you need to be with him when he's anywhere?
You know, it's worrying because he's beginning to be very independent, and I'm very worried about that.
Wait, he's getting more independent as he gets older? He doesn't need you as much?
He's really growing up.
What?
It's like it happened very late for him, but he's growing up and being independent.
Our little boy is growing up.
I never would have seen that coming.
I'm telling you.
That's amazing. Because we've always thought, and you know, everybody says this, thank God Ozzy met Sharon, and thank God that they were meant to be together because you're the perfect couple. But I'm as shocked as everyone that Ozzy's off on his own and doing fine. You do make him check in every night, though, right?
Oh, God, we check in all day long. But the thing is, it's like since he started to drive, it's gone insane. He's driving.
Wait, when did he start to drive?
Last year.
Oh,
last year.
He never drove before last year?
No, he never had a license.
Oh.
That's awesome.
And even after he had that horrible accident with the ATV, he still wanted to get back on something motorized?
Yes, so he passed his test. Then he started using a computer. Now he's texting, and it's like insanity here.
What's happening?
I know. That's what I keep saying. It's like, what is happening?
Does he text Sharon? A lot of extra letters in it.
He calls himself Text Man now.
He's Text Man.
Right. Instead of Iron Man. Yeah. That's very
tell funny. Him to take it
exactly.
easy.
Exactly. I am Text Man.
All right. This is the voice of our friend Sharon Osbourne on The Kevin and Bean Show. America's Got Talent airs Tuesday and Wednesday nights on NBC. And I got to tell you, when this show first started, I thought two things, Sharon. One is, what is this, 1958, that we're putting variety shows back on the air? And number two, does America have talent? But I think that you have proven over the season you've been doing this show, there are an awful lot of regular people out there who are just as good as the professionals. They just haven't had the opportunity to prove it.
Exactly. They haven't had a stage before. And it's great. You know, I love seeing all the alternative acts, you know, all the crazies that do these extreme things. And then, you know, there are people that are so creative that never get a chance to show their talent.
You had
and
a
all mixed in with the crazies.
Yeah, there are still crazies and still non-talented people that compete.
Of course, there'll always be those.
All right, good.
But you had a group on the other night. I think it was the Seattle show, Sharon. Maybe you remember them. They were from Kenya, and they had some sort of a physical acrobatic act or something. And as your co-judge, Piers Morgan, pointed out, he'd never seen anyone do anything like this before without some sort of a pad. I mean, they did it on the bare, hard floor. And these guys were making pyramids, and they were flipping through the air, and they were going 20 feet up and jumping. It was one of the most insane things I'd ever seen, like you were looking at a Cirque du Soleil show in Las Vegas.
Exactly. They're called Zuma Zuma, and they're unbelievable. I mean, just fearless. And they're brilliant, you know. So acts like that, you think, wow, you know, it's great to give them a stage because it's, you know, it's talent and it's you never see anything like that on TV anymore.
Your
so
show
it's
is
like, it's great.
Your show seems so difficult, more difficult than all others to be a judge on, because how do you judge, you know, that many variety of things? If you're judging singing, it's just singing. These guys can do anything. They can juggle and walk on their hands. You go, how do I judge between these people?
Because the thing is, you know if someone's got a stage presence, you know if somebody has got confidence, whether, you know, they know their craft. It's it just makes it more interesting. And as I say, how many more times can you hear somebody get on and sing Hallelujah or Heroes?
I'm
it's
with
like
you.
I can't take it anymore.
I'm with you on that.
I hear you there. All right, we're almost out of time with Sharon Osbourne. America's Got Talent Tuesdays and Wednesday nights on NBC. But I have to ask, this year more than previous years, it seems like the fighting, if that's what it is, between your judges' peers and Howie seems to be getting worse. Is that all for laughs? Are they playfully needling each other? Or is there a little bit of tension between those two?
There's tension because Piers wants it all to be about Piers. That's
sure.
him. You
sure.
know, the world has to evolve around Piers Morgan.
Right.
And unless he gets more camera time and he has to, you notice his critiques go on and on and on. And then
right.
when Howie doesn't agree or Howie wants to be funny, he gets pissed off.
Love it.
Piers walked off the show last week, Kevin. He got up. He hated Love him back so much that he walked off the show. They had to drag him back from the dressing room so that he could cast a vote. Am I right, Sharon?
That's right, because, you know, legally he has to vote. And, you know, there were these little guys in gnome suits that really did get under his skin. And so we voted them in just to get at him.
Let me just make a suggestion. Can't you take I'm storming off the stage as a no vote?
No.
Okay.
Because legally he has to say no.
All right. Fantastic.
Come on. It's in the Constitution, Kevin. Try to keep up. All right. America's
really?
Got Talent. Tuesday nights. Hey, that's tonight at 8. Wednesday nights. Hey, that's tomorrow night at 9 on NBC. Sharon Osbourne, we love you. You're always welcome on The Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks for dropping in.
I love you guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks. You are listening to the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 727.
Can we play My Vagina Ain't Handicapped again instead? Is there any way we can do that?
You have crossed the line even for you in foulness.
That's what I thought. I didn't even bring it up on the air.
We saw in the office, we're like, oh, this is too repugnant for us to even comment on.
Look at this. You're going to have sex with a hole in her throat.
Bean comes running out the gate with it.
She can't fight back. Rape the handicapped. That's my motto.
I wasn't saying that at all. I was just saying, look, let's not overlook the parts of her that are working. There aren't many of them, but one of the good ones is still available. That's all I was saying. All right, let's change topics here.
Let's please.
Kevin is bad, Ralph, and that's why I'm glad you're in
here. I'm bad.
Actually, in this case, maybe we're both bad. So a couple of weekends ago, we had a very, very rock and roll weekend. We spent Saturday.
Daddy-o.
Take it easy.
Did you get in your hot rod and go down to the malt shop?
I'm saying
in that we
saw a lot of live rock music on stage. I think people know what I'm talking about here. We had a rock and roll weekend. We saw a lot of shows, okay? So Saturday, we were in Southern California for the K-Rock Weenie Roast. And then Sunday, we were in San Francisco. We were happy to be there for Live 105 for the BFD show. So right. Kevin and I are backstage, and we're getting ready to, I don't know, we did an interview with Linkin Park, and we brought Snoop on stage. We had some duties, but we had a little bit of downtime, and we were sitting in the backstage area,
mm-hmm.
and we see one of the guys from Green Day.
Awesome. Okay?
And he's just there hanging out because he's friends with Live 105, Bay Area band. He's just hanging out. He's got a lot of friends. He's there. So Kevin and I both see him. And, of course, we both recognize him because we've had Green Day on the show 15 times over the years,
better
right?
Better than that.
We've done breakfast with.
Spent with those guys.
Yeah, I know. How many members are in Green Day?
Three, I believe. Yes.
Right, there's three members. Yeah. So, we know it's not Billy Joe. And then we're saying, is that Mike or is that Trey? And then Kevin says, which one is the drummer? I think maybe Trey's the drummer and Mike's the bass player, but I can't remember if
Bean's version of the story is
no,
correct.
That's exactly what happened because I didn't know who he was either. I couldn't remember which guy he was. I was trying to place him with his instrument. I thought maybe that would help me figure out who he was, but I couldn't do that.
This always happens to me, Kevin. Like, I always see people and I should know them. It's way too far down the line to ask their name.
Right, because you've had interaction with them.
Yeah, right. Way too much interaction to go, hey, by the way, you're who?
You've interviewed him a bunch of times. You've seen him live. You've been backstage with them.
But it doesn't happen to Bean almost ever.
Especially since he recognizes us. I mean, Kevin and I are like in the corner, like turning, so he doesn't see us. Because if he walks up to us, we can't say, "Hi, Trey, Mike."
I was going to say that's your play. If you don't know, you just don't acknowledge. You don't engage. Turn your back.
Here's
and you just stay out of the way.
That's
right?
What we did. Yeah. So we sat down and we turned our backs. And I said, "Bean, do you have your phone with you?" And he's like, "Yeah." And I said, "Look it up, quick. Look it up."
Good idea. There
weren't very many people back there. How lame are we, by the way? It's just there's three guys, and we know it's not Billy Joe. So Bean's on his phone. He's like, and then turns out Mike Dirnt came over and sat down at the table with us.
Hey, Kevin and Bean.
Now there's a table with the three of us, and we're not sure which one he is.
Oh, and I'm trying to think, what can we ask him? Hey, what does your mom say when she yells at you?
Can I see your driver's license picture? Because I've always wondered if you guys took good driver's license pictures.
This would be
not.
Like if I didn't know your name. You know what I mean? Like,
I got a magic trick with a credit card. Give me one of your credit cards. I've got a magic trick I want to show you.
And it's so embarrassing because and half of me wants to guess. Half of me just wants to say, so, Trey, what's going on?
Oh, but I wish you would have done that. Oh, please, God.
And then I'm thinking, oh, my God, what if I'm wrong? I can't do that. So, Mike, I have no idea what to do. I mean, and we're sitting there, and all we could say is he's talking to somebody else at this point that has come up. We're talking to each other. We're like, seriously, is this the lamest thing we've ever done in our lives, that there's two guys, and we don't know which one he is, and we can't figure out his name? We've talked to the guy forever.
And we've talked to them so many times. And then Bean says, we can't ever tell anyone about this.
So we're sitting there at the table, and thank God the program director, whose name is Mike, shows up at the table, and he sits down with us, and he says, hi, I'm Mike. And then Mike Dirnt is who it turns out to be, says, oh, hi, I'm Mike. And we're like, whew!
Oh my God.
Now we know.
Of course, Mike, how have you been?
Oh my God, it was so embarrassing.
Now, Bean, you know what it feels like to be me full time.
I would never leave my house if I was in danger of that embarrassment every single day, every
time
I did.
That's my life.
Well, you know Mike's the bass player because of Dirnt, because that's where he got his name from. That's it. No, seriously, that's how he made up his last name. So I've heard that. So
we didn't know anything at that point.
So that's how you can always relate him with the bass. That's how I remember he's the bass.
I was more flustered by the fact, by how much we should have known who it was.
Yes.
And the fact that we didn't baffling that I couldn't think of anything else.
Well, maybe your rock and roll weekend had you exhausted. Maybe you were just spent.
Well, that was very embarrassing. Has that ever happened to you, Ralph?
I'm lucky.
Have you ever seen a celebrity? Well, you do. Unbelievably photographic memory
for it. I'm pretty good with names and faces, especially of celebrities and actors and that kind of stuff, where I can spot a person and know, oh, that's a character actor from the 60s, whatever, and I'll recognize
him. He's the opposite of this story.
Yeah, I'm pretty lucky that I've been blessed in that way. I was in a coffee shop the other day, and I spotted an actor across the room reading a paper. And he was a popular guy in like the 60s and 70s, had done a bunch of episodic television and stuff. And I went up to him and I said, are you Charles Dierkop? And he's like, he looked at me as if I was some sort of bill collector or something.
Because no one else knows who that is.
No one has ever said that to him in a public place. I said, I just want to let you know I'm a huge fan of your work. I've enjoyed your work over the years. And he was blown away.
You're the exact opposite.
So I am lucky I got those kind of moments. Yeah.
But I bet there's a lot of times where you see somebody, and Lisa, you go to a lot of plays and stuff like that where there are celebrities in attendance, where you see somebody, you go, I totally know who that is. Who is that?
Happens all the time. When I go to like openings.
Even better, you see a celebrity and you think, hey, that's fill in the blank, and you go up and start talking to him. And it isn't fill
in
the blank.
That's even worse.
I told you, Kevin Smith always tells the story how people come up to him all the time and say, Kevin James, I'm such a big fan of King and Queen. And he doesn't even look like Kevin James. It's just because the names are remotely similar.
Does Kevin Smith stop or just go thanks?
He just says thanks.
I would just say thanks and move on. Yeah.
Well, it's good to be friends with Adam Sandler and then he walked off. All right, so that's what we're looking for. Please make us feel a little better about our embarrassing face-to-face with Mike Dirnt from Green Day. Or Trey Cole, whichever one it was. We want to hear your stories. You saw the celebrity. You weren't sure which one it was. Even better, you talked to them and still had the wrong celebrity. That's what we're looking for right now. I don't know how this is going to go, but I'm curious to see what kind of stories you have, too. 1-800-520-1067. That is our toll-free number. Give us a call. We'll talk to you next on the Kevin and Bean. Ralph's got the Showbiz Beat coming up in minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, we're talking about you got your celebrities confused. You thought it was somebody. It turned out to be somebody else. Kevin and I had a very embarrassing experience where we knew it was one of the guys in Green Day, but didn't want to call him by name because we weren't sure which one it
was. But the worst thing about that is how many interactions we've had with those guys in the past.
Yes.
I'm guessing most people are going to call, ran into this person once, and either thought it was a celebrity and they weren't, or thought it was a different celebrity. Yeah. But
we're worse than they are. There's no question about that. I mean, we blame ourselves. Aaron is going to get us going. He's on line 7 here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Aaron, thanks for calling. Thanks for hanging on. Who'd you see and who'd you think it was?
All right, so I was at Biden American Party in Hollywood, and I totally thought it was Penelope Cruz. And I was like, oh, you look exactly like Penelope Cruz. Can you actually tell me if this boot would, you think, go past your knee? Because I was trying to get these boots for my wife. And she was like, oh, okay, and just played it off. And then the guy behind the counter was like, that's Salma Hayek. And I was like,
By the way, an A for an A. I mean, really, they're both so hot.
But how often, I wonder, does Salma Hayek, who's a huge celebrity in her own right, get mistaken for another celebrity? Maybe pretty often because, I mean, they are both super hot Latinas.
Right. And she walked away, and I was like, hey, I walked up, I was like, you know, I'm so sorry, but can I get a picture with me anyway? And she was like, no.
With whatever your name is?
Right.
All right, Steve-O, thanks for calling.
It was very Steve-O-like. Let's try Jessica. Jessica's on line 6 joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Jessica. What's going on?
Hi. I mistaken Jeff Goldblum for Howie Mandel.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa! Isn't Jeff Goldblum like a foot taller than Howie Mandel and not bald?
Yeah.
I know. I was at the ArcLight movie theater, and I had been recently watching an episode of Family Guy where Howie Mandel was in it. So it was just on my mind.
Right.
And he started walking towards us, and I just shout out, Howie Mandel! And he completely made a 180 and turned back towards the parking lot and just ran away pretty much.
What?
It was really sad. His assistant ran over to me. She's like, what did you do? I was like, I called him Howie Mandel.
Wait a minute.
Oh, no.
Jeff Goldblum turned and ran?
Pretty much.
That's a whole different problem.
Apparently, you don't want to insult Jeff Goldblum, I guess.
Wow.
Call
him Howie
Mandel.
No, you don't.
That's sweet.
That's funny.
But I can see how you made that mistake because they look nothing alike.
Thank you for the call,
Jessica.
Let's try Nicole, line 5. Nicole, I believe, actually talked to her celebrity. Hey, Nicole, welcome to the Kevin Amin Show. What's going on?
Hi. About 10 years ago, I worked at a retail store in Fashion Island, and it was like my first week, and this guy walks in, and I'm trying to figure out how to make conversation, and I said, has anyone ever told you you look like that Hughley guy? And he looks at me like I'm dumb, and he says, yeah, that's me, and I was so embarrassed, and he left my store. So I got it right, but I was still felt like an idiot. So he left, and I told my manager, oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed. I just, you know, made a fool of myself. He ends up coming back in with his wife and kids and spends, like, $2,000 on clothes. So,
oh, my God.
It ended up working out pretty well.
But at least you recognized him, and you were correct.
Right.
You just didn't know it.
I was trying to compliment some random person, and he's like, you're dumb.
That's funny.
And it is, I mean, in your defense, you're so much better than we are because we knew the guy. We'd met the guy. We'd talked to the guy a ton of times. In your case, it was somebody you'd seen on television, and oftentimes they do look a little bit different when you see them in real life. And thank God you guessed right. You know, thank God you didn't say, hey, you look like OJ or something, you know?
I don't think OJ's going to get
or
mistaken.
Or whoever. I mean, Pick random black guy. I'm just saying. The point is you got the right name.
Sure.
So good on you. Well done.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Jessica. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
So at US, I go to USC, and 2 years ago, I was in the athletic center, and Lil Romeo walked by, and so stupidly, I screamed, Bow Wow!
Really?
And all my friends looked at me, and they're like, that's Romeo, and I was like, oh, my bad, they pretty much look the same.
I like dogs, I was just making
a Bow
Wow noise.
I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Thank you, Lisa.
Come on.
It is the world famous K-Rock at 7:51. I was not prepared.
Time for the showbiz beat. Now, wait, Kevin wasn't prepared? What happened?
What?
It's weird. What's going on, Ralph?
How would you like to go see Bad Teacher starring the lovely Cameron Diaz and Justin Timberlake and Jason Segel all in one hilarious motion picture before anybody else? Very special Kevin and Bean advanced screening of Bad Teacher. I'm giving away tickets right now. First 5 callers, 1-800-520-1067. Get a chance to see Bad Teacher before anybody else. Big summer comedy.
Looks funny.
Does look funny. Cameron Diaz looks nasty, too. She's out there washing cars and getting all soapy and wet and whatnot.
I was thinking about that, and then
I was driving by going,
I was thinking about my teachers. That's a ripoff.
Yeah, have you ever had a teacher look like Cameron Diaz?
Never.
No. Probably never had a teacher look like Justin Timberlake either.
No.
No, they're all Jason Segels. Especially the women. The women look like Jason Segel. Well, I went to school. I want to give a shout out also if you're interested in being on television. I like to give casting notices when they come across my desk. This one, I think Kevin may have to go out for this one.
All right.
This seems like maybe mug, maybe beer mug.
I am an extraordinary actor.
This isn't a casting thing for acting, oh. Kevin. It's for a reality show. Actually, it's for the return of a classic reality show. Maybe the original gross-out show. Fear Factor is back.
Yay!
Fear Factor.
That's a mugs thing.
Fear Factor's returning. Would you like to be on Fear Factor and compete in a team of two to compete for up to $50,000? Looking for couples. Married couples, siblings, parent and child will do, best friends, co-workers, teammates, roommates, exes, you name it. Looking for couples to compete on Fear Factor. If you're in the greater Los Angeles area and fear is not a factor for you, then you can be on the show. You can apply at www.fearfactorcasting.com. They're having an open call, by the way, this Saturday, June the 18th, at Crunch Fitness in West Hollywood, and then Crunch Fitness in Lake Forest, California, on the 25th. You can go check it out. So there's your Fear Factor info.
How do you try out for Fear Factor?
I think you show up and they feed you some horse ass, and then you go on your way. They put bugs up your nose, and then you just...
Eat this. All right, you're in.
I could not do that shit.
No, me either.
They put you in the box, and they start dumping snakes and bugs and stuff on you and everything. That would not be for me. I have a little claustrophobic.
Yeah.
And I don't like the bugs.
Your fear factor is too high.
I have a high fear factor.
As is mine.
Yes.
That's gross.
Congratulations to Ellie Kemper, one of our favorite actresses. She plays the perky receptionist Erin on The Office on NBC. Was just in Bridesmaids. Very funny in that film as well.
She's great, I think.
She's just been cast in another big movie. It is the big screen movie version of 21 Jump Street, starring Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum. I'm assuming this will be a comedy now with the addition of Ellie Kemper and Jonah Hill, of course. She will play, apparently, a chemistry teacher who's attractive to Tatum's character, even though he is supposed to be a student. And she doesn't know he's an undercover cop who's actually of age. So, could be funny.
All right.
So they're going the Brady Bunch movie kind of parody of a previously
and I think
television
it's,
show.
It's not going to be a parody of the show so much as it is going to be a sort of a comic cop movie. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like
a
Beverly Hills Cop kind of
different
movie.
Angle.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of people who are just barely overage, Demi Lovato.
Yeah.
It's back on the market. New York Post says that she has broken off her relationship with her 31-year-old boyfriend, Wilmer Valderrama.
Wow.
Apparently, the age difference was just too big between the two of them, got in the way, and they moved their separate ways. Which means Wilmer wanted to bang some other 18-year-old.
Yeah.
That's what that means.
Yeah, there it is.
We were asking this morning, what does he do for a living? How does he make a buck? Apparently, he is the executive producer and star of a Disney Channel animated series called Handy Manny.
Really?
I got a Handy Manny once down in San Diego at a massage parlor. It was well worth the extra cost. Mm-hmm. I recommend it highly.
Did you tip him?
I wasn't a dude.
Oh, her?
It was called the Handy Manny. So, yeah, there you can check that out. Maybe that's how he met her. She was a Disney princess, right? Wasn't she Sunny with a Chance of...
yeah, I think so.
Something?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know much about that.
I don't know, and it creeps me out that Bean does. Back to you.
Bean seeing the panel van with a big bag of pretzel M&Ms luring children. It's like E.T. He just leaves a trail of them just waiting for him to come by. He's got one of his big fisher nets.
Some kind of horse tranquilizer.
Yeah. Dane Cook found his puppy, in case you were worried.
Oh, it's such a relief.
He lost his tiny chihuahua named Beast. Do you see the comedy?
Mm-mm.
See, it's a tiny, small dog.
Right.
He named that dog Beast.
Because he's not,
it's
not a beast.
Not a beast.
I see.
A tiny chihuahua.
I get that now.
Dog got lost. Dane said, well, I can go look for the puppy. Or I can just command my fans to do it. He put out a tweet saying, please come to West Hollywood and look for my dog. An army of Dane Cook fans showed up. Within 2 hours, they found his puppy and returned him.
Wow.
Yeah. What do you do, though, if you're Dane Cook? How do you thank those people who showed up and found your puppy? What do you do? What's their reward?
You don't make any more movies.
Doesn't say here in the story what he did, but apparently.
Tell him some hilarious
jokes. I would
jokes.
Feel obligated to do something if people showed up to help me find my dog, and they did.
Do
right?
A little of your A-plus stand-up.
Their best of comedy.
Dane Cook, one of only two people who have ever blocked me on Twitter, by the way.
Wow. And rightfully so.
And well, I have more respect for him than I did before that story, if that's the case.
I'd like to be the third.
Bean saying that because I'm the other guy who blocked Bean.
Right, it's Dane Cook and it's Ralph Garman. Those are the two.
Trust me, it's the best decision Dane Cook's ever made. Today's celebrity birthdays. Donald Trump is 65 years old today. Boy George celebrates his 50th birthday. Yasmine Bleeth. She was on Baywatch. She was hot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then meth got its claws into her. I hope she's clean now. I don't know what her story is. But
I think she might be now. I think she's okay. But she's apparently unemployed.
She's 43. Diablo Cody, screenwriter, is 33 years old today. And actor Kevin McHale of Glee is 23 years old today. I was just looking at the video clip in The Office about Darren Criss, the guy, the actor from that show who plays one of the warblers.
Yeah.
He was pulled off the stage. Remember I told that story? The fan reached up and grabbed him and pulled him off the stage. So I was looking at a video clip to see if there's anything I could see in there, and I did see it, but I did notice it's the show, it's the Glee concert.
Right.
You know, they're touring now. I think they're Washington D.C. where this thing happened, and Kevin McHale, who plays Artie, the kid who's confined to the wheelchair in the show, is performing in his wheelchair on the stage. That's got to suck for this guy, right?
Really?
It's not bad enough he's got to do it for the television show, but now they got to wheel him out on the stage. He's performing live. He's still going to be in the freaking wheelchair.
He doesn't need
a wheelchair.
Let him walk.
I would think it might throw off some fans, though, that love Glee.
Well, the brain-damaged ones.
Well, maybe.
It's television.
I hear you.
I have a clip of his song in his wheelchair
from the
Glee
don't.
Concert, if
no.
you'd like to hear a little
no,
bit of it.
I
have it available.
Don't have it.
The song that he's singing.
Oh, no, you don't have it. Oh, so out of time.
Never
mind.
Never mind.
vagina ain't handicapped, so what? I can't walk. My vagina ain't handicapped.
It seemed like an odd choice in front of the kids at a Glee concert.
Now you see why Dane Cook and I blocked him? Today's celebrity birthdays. Oh, I did that already.
They're turning into me.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You are listening to the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's 7 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Two different stories of people into extreme body piercing in the news. One is, and this just happened this past week, a woman in Las Vegas. She is billed as a Las Vegas performer. I don't know what she does, but they say she performs in shows across the strip. Her name is Stacia Randall. She decided, and tell me if this is a record you would ever go for, that she wanted to get in the Guinness Book of World Records for the most piercings in one sitting.
Oh, God, no.
No, that sounds like a nightmare to me.
What do you suppose the record was, by the way, before Miss Randall got involved?
You're not saying the most piercings, but you're saying the most piercings at one sitting.
That's right.
I don't know, maybe six, seven?
Seven, all right. Six, Lisa, what do you think?
Well, I'm thinking you could do, like, I don't know, seven on each ear.
Oh, true.
14. I'm going to say 20.
Of course, we're talking about the whole body. It doesn't just have to be on ears.
Right.
It's true. Piercings.
Okay, all right,
you say
30.
20.
All right, 9 million.
How about you, Bearmai? What's your guess?
Yes, the whole body taken into consideration, I'd probably say over 50, maybe.
50?
Wow. Okay, well, the previous record for the most body piercings in one sitting was 3,100.
What?
Wow. And that's the record that she decided she was going to beat. And she did. She got 3,200 in one sitting. Now, her plan was to get 3,600, but she decided after 3,200 she'd had enough, so she quit.
Oh,
yeah,
my
there's
God.
Pictures of her laying on a table, and they take needles and they put them right through her skin, one right after another.
Oh, man, that's my nightmare.
So that's what she
where
did with her week.
Were those?
This was in Las Vegas?
What do you
no,
mean,
I mean,
where
on her
were
body.
Those? Everywhere. But, they yeah. have to be everywhere.
All up all and right. down her arms and legs and back. And
I hate yeah. to tell you this, we're going to have to go to the forehead.
No! Yeah, that was at Intoxicated Tattoos in Las Vegas, by the way. So that's piercing story number one. The world's most body-pierced woman weds in Scotland is my next story. Her name is Elaine Davidson. Now, you've heard the previous story. The woman got 3,200 piercings at one time.
One second.
How many piercings do you think now the most pierced person in the world has? Because that woman got married.
5,000?
7,000.
Isn't it just a pincushion?
Yes.
Wow.
You are basically a pincushion. Exactly, yeah. So she got married. She found, I mean, look, there's somebody for everybody
How
out there.
Did she, wow, that's weird.
Can
that's,
you imagine going to the airport?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's the human tackle box.
You're going to have to take all that off.
What?
I'll be here forever.
She is in the Guinness Book of World Records as the most piercings.
I'd like to suggest that being in the Guinness Book, not the end all and be all.
Really? Yeah. Yeah, there may be other things you could do.
Yeah.
And she has been for a long time, by the way. She first got in the Guinness Book of World Records when she had just 462 piercings.
Oh.
Now she's got 7,000.
She's a delicate little flower.
She just haven't beaten her up.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. And she found a husband, and her husband has no piercings. How could you even see her face? I mean, she's got them all over her face, too, in all different colors.
Jeez.
So, anyway, so good times,
Mom,
right?
I'd like you to meet someone. Now, I know upon first view, she's going to look, you know, maybe like she has a few too many piercings.
Right.
That's a tough call right there.
And if you want to see pictures of either of these beautiful young flowers, the girl with the most piercings in the world or the girl who got the 3,100 in one setting, you can see them both at kevinandbean.com. You said you got a disturbing email. Nobody is disparaging my Christine, are they?
Kevin and Bean, seriously, what the F is up with Christine, Miss Double December?
Come on.
She has a duty to provide listeners with insightful, scantily clad photo adventures. But all we get from the summer concert, a couple of lousy drunk photos. Miss Double December was, she had been, perhaps she was overserved.
Uh-huh.
By a little.
Just a tad.
By, I'd say, noon.
Ooh, you got to pace yourself on a day like that. That's a long day.
Hey, Christine.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Christine, what kind of a time did you have at the Weenie Roast, if you remember it at all?
Oh, yeah. So it was a lot of fun. But, yeah, definitely, as soon as I got there,
There was a lot of drinks handed left and right.
Here's the problem with being a hot chick. Not that I would know, but they do get handed drinks from every direction.
Sure.
Without paying.
It was so much fun, though. Like, yes. It really was a good time. But, yeah, you get those fans that are like, they were so nice, though. So, I mean, it was definitely worth
right.
it.
Now,
we should mention, by the way, for folks who don't know, Miss Double December is, and we do have a, I guess we're not going to do the theme song, but she wins. She is Miss Double December 2011 because she won a competition where she now represents the Kevin and Bean Show throughout the calendar year, and she gets tickets to all of our live events, including our singles party, breakfast with the free concerts, those types of things. Oh, we don't have to play now.
No, I'm just kidding.
We don't have to play now. So she's a representative of the Kevin and Bean Show, and God bless her. She's one of the greatest Miss Double Decembers we've ever had. She shows up at the concert. She's got her tiara on. She's got her sash on.
Yes.
And Kevin was watching you in the pit, and I can't understand why you would subject yourself to the groping that must go on when you're a really, really hot chick with huge boobs getting in the pit.
It's better than that, Bean. I was sitting in my seat, and I was watching her, and she would leave her seat, and then she would, and might I say, quite clumsily, because she was quite drunk,
yes.
like stumble over Rose and kind of making her way down to the pit. And I was like, look at that. Miss Double D's going to get a sneak into the pit. She was wearing the tiara. The whole thing said Kevin and Bean on it. I mean, yep. She was advertising everything. And so then she got down in the pit. I saw her once. And then she waved up at her friend like, look at me. I made it. They kicked her out. I didn't know what was going on. I thought I could get her a pass for the pit, but she would probably just drop it at this point. So what's
right,
the
she'd lose it.
That's a good point.
But
also, it's funny. I always the brother is with, like, we snuck into that pit more than once. So.
Yeah, but you understand you can't be inconspicuous, right? You're Miss Double December, and you're wearing the outfit. You're not going to just slide in there. People are going to notice you.
And yet she did.
Yes, and
so
yet she did.
I actually went back up because I...
Because you got thrown
like,
out.
Come on, rest the pit. No, I didn't.
Oh,
actually, we decided
Miss Double December. Hey, Christine,
in.
I saw.
I couldn't get back
I
in.
I watched the bouncers. They asked you nicely. You didn't get thrown out, but come on now. You don't remember, do you?
I remember that we were like, okay, after seeing Foo Fighters, we're like, okay, let's start heading up top. Like we can go. And, I remember that I was like, as soon as we went back there, it was the same guys that we had seen at the gate before, and we're like, hey, just let us in. They're like, you have to go around. And so we had already, like, we walked out. Those guys wouldn't let us in at first for the, like, pit area.
All right, I have no idea what you're saying.
Now, you lost me right after Hi, Kevin Bean. All right, speaking of going up top, Kevin had another conversation with you.
This is one of the best conversations. This is one of the best conversations I've ever had.
Now, by means of setup, Christine, and we love you so much, and you know that, but we had you on a couple of months ago because the word got to us that you were thinking about getting a breast enlargement, and we were very concerned about that. Not that we don't love big boobs, but you already have big boobs, and we were worried about you, like, what's going on with this chick mentally? Why is she going back in for another surgery? Why can't she see that what she has is already perfect?
That's what we're known for.
That's what we're known for. Exactly. And you told us at the time, yeah, you know, everybody's been kind of telling me that, maybe I'm kind of rethinking and I don't think I'm going to do it. And we hung up the phone and we thought, crisis averted, right? Now,
yeah.
Kevin, you pick up the story with what happened when you saw her a couple Saturdays ago.
I was backstage and she said, this is the first thing she said, I got F's. And I said,
I got F's.
And I said, what? And she said, I got F's. And I still, like, we weren't talking about the size of her boobs or anything. We
so
were
you
just,
thinking school?
I didn't know. Like, is she flunking out or what? I didn't understand. She said, I got my boobs enlarged. And I said, why would you do that? She was already Miss Double December. They were already great and huge.
This is like winning the Stanley Cup and then showing up at the arena the next day to play another game. I mean, what the hell? You've won.
So she said, I got F's. And so then I said, why would you do that? Because you already had double D's. And I swear to God, she said, I was already under. And I said, well, what does that mean I was already under? She said, I was already having surgery. So I just figured, go ahead and make it bigger. So then I said, what surgery were you having? Because I thought, well, maybe they were doing something in that area.
Right.
Right.
She said, I had a broken nose, so They're fixing my nose.
Wait, the same people who fix your broken nose also did your boob implants? Thank God you weren't going to the dentist that day.
That's what she said. She said, I was already under my nose, so I just had to make my boobs bigger.
Christine, what happened? And how do you know this guy who can do all surgeries at the drop of a hat? You just show up and you give him a list of what you want done.
I was afraid he was going to give you boob implants on your cheeks. He's a nose doctor.
No,
I was already in the under.
Christine, what's going on, baby? What's happening?
No, I'm very happy with how everything.
I am too. I'm just saying it was
I think they're probably it hasn't been that long, but since they are a little bit bigger, I'm thinking, okay, that might be. Right.
Okay,
but
let me ask you this.
This is the magic of Christine.
Going out of my way to do something,
but Christine, when you got the double D's, you were delighted with them. You were happy with them. They were perfect. You couldn't have asked for anything more. You loved them. Now you went out and got F's. Now what happens when you decide you love the F's?
She was already having nose surgery.
Well, there is that. There is that. What's going on? Look, I'm not. We need Dr. Drew in on this case. Who touched you, Christine? Seriously, who touched you?
I'm going to the podiatrist, so I'm just going to get bigger boobs too.
Why do you look? I know why I love your boobs, because they're awesome, and I want to have sex with you. Why do you love your boobs so much?
I know I'm a boobaholic.
You're obsessed.
I loved them before and everything, but I had wanted them just a little bit bigger, or the shape just a little more.
And you are already under for nose surgery.
She's already getting her hair done, so why not? Hey, Christine, is it true?
I'm getting a haircut, so I decided just to get bigger boobs.
Is it true that you weren't satisfied with your cartoon avatar on Twitter until you figured out a way to enlarge the boobs on the picture?
That's correct.
Is that true?
Are you serious?
No, I made one on it, and it's funny because as soon as I made it and I put it on Facebook, I was like, this is perfect. This is exactly like me. And then one of my friends was like, your boobs are way bigger than that, but you can't change them. So that's why I was like, I'll make them bigger.
Oh, my God. She's obsessed. She's obsessed.
She's the perfect woman.
She is the perfect woman.
She drinks to excess.
Right.
She loves her boobs, and that's all I need.
Yeah. Well, I'm sad to say your reign is half over.
But I'm saying, Bean, that we suggest, and Mike Catherwood suggested this backstage. Psycho Mike said, we should allow her to run as an incumbent.
Why not?
Like they do in a presidential election. She may not win, but she should be able to run again.
Absolutely. Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, he was so nice. I remember seeing him.
You don't remember that at all.
No, I do.
But what I'm suggesting is she's a Miss F now, so we need a new Miss Double D. It doesn't mean we need to get rid of our Miss F.
I see what you're saying. We need one for every letter of the alphabet except A and B. I got you. I understand. All right, Christine.
No. I think I'd rather go A and B than G, H, and I. Just for the record.
You are the best. We love you. Please, no more surgeries without Kevin Amin authorization, okay?
No.
And stop sending us so many photos to put up on the website. You're overdoing it now.
Oh, okay, well, I think we're setting up taking pictures soon.
You're bad in every way.
Hopefully those will be exciting.
I'm sure.
All right, keep in touch, all right?
All right, thanks, you guys.
Bye, Christine.
Okay.
Hey, by the way, looking ahead toward later this week, our friend Adam Carolla on the show tomorrow. Also, Larry King tomorrow.
Wait, the real Larry King?
Yes, real Larry King. And the woman we were just telling you about a few minutes ago who got 3,100 piercings at one time in one day in one session, she'll be joining us tomorrow. And on Friday, Weird Al Yankovic in studio.
Yay!
In studio?
Weird mother effing Al in studio talking about his Alpocalypse album, which comes out Tuesday. Come on.
That's pretty exciting.
Now, come on.
Now, let me just butt in here to tell people that don't listen very often that excitement from Bean is genuine.
Oh, well, he's underplaying his excitement.
He's underplaying his. That might be his favorite celebrity of all time.
He's the best guy in the world ever. Yes. I say F Jesus. That's what I say. Oh. I say it's all about Weird Al.
Wow.
But let's change topics because Ralph is here, and Ralph feels like we have been missing out on something on the Kevin and Bean Show. There's something that we're ignoring that apparently is awesome.
Well, you're not ignoring it so much as you are missing out on it. That's what I feel bad about. You're not enjoying the pleasure, the entertainment value that is The Bachelorette,
Woo! Bachelorette!
Now, he said this yesterday, and I thought,
Bachelorette!
I'm pretty sure I'm not missing anything.
Oh, so much fun, the Bachelorette.
But is it the Bachelorette for chicks?
It is for everyone that loves greatness. That's who it's for.
I think Ralph got into it when his wife started watching it.
It was an accidental acquisition.
But then once, you know, halfway through, you start getting into it.
You're hooked. Yeah. It's like a soap opera. My wife has been a fan of every season of The Bachelor and Bachelorette since the beginning of time. And so little by little, I've been indoctrinated by walking through the room. I'll catch bits and pieces. And now she's got a thing now where she invites her girlfriends over and they get sushi and they got a big thing. So if I want sushi, I got to go down there to the kitchen. And
there's
a lot of it. And I'm eating sometimes and I'm just watching over the back of the couch while they're watching.
You're watching over the back of the couch. You're sitting right in
the first episode, I was like watching over the back of the couch. And then the next week, I'm like sitting down there. Last night, I was making drinks for the girls. I was bringing them out on a tray. It was a regular hen party. Yes, last night. It was amazing.
But isn't it just fame whore chicks talking about their feelings for 2 hours?
It is. It's so many things. It's that. It's people who are deeply damaged. It's insecure people. It's overconfident people. It is the microcosm, really, of everything that's wrong about dating is held in this one TV show. And I find that endlessly fascinating. For example, let me play some clips. Last week, Ashley, who is the Bachelorette this season, who was not picked by Jake last season. That's why she got the honor to be the Bachelorette, because Jake dissed her.
Didn't all of the other girls not get picked by Jake?
Yeah, but they came down to...
Oh, she was one of the two.
One of the two. So she goes on, and she's in love with one of the Bachelors already after like a week. This Bentley. Bentley, she's just head over heels. Oh, Bentley, he's my dream man. She's already decided a week into the show, which is like a 30-week show or something, that she's in love.
Does she know that his name is Bentley?
She does know his name is Bentley. What she doesn't know is he has no... feelings for her whatsoever. He's only there to promote his business. He's on the show to get publicity. He literally says it all the time.
He says it.
Not around, he says it to the camera. So he's decided he's kind of fed up. He's done what he came to do. He's got on television. He's getting bored, so he's going to split.
Wow.
So he goes to tell her, but he lies to her every step. So he's going to tell her, I have to go home because I miss my daughter. And he's like, hasn't seen his daughter in months. He's like, I have to leave. And so he's going to break up with her, basically, on the show. But he's great because he keeps telling the camera what he really thinks.
Oh, man.
So you know she's going to see all this stuff. She's watching it along with the rest of us. Here's how Bentley ended things last week.
There's something about Bentley that's so sincere. I just know that he's my guy.
I came in thinking that Ashley was not attractive at all. I'm not feeling it.
Sweet.
I'm not sure how exactly this is going to go, but there's no turning back.
Hi.
I'm going to make Ashley cry.
Oh.
I hope my hair looks okay.
I just hope my hair looks okay.
What? I'm going to make Ashley cry.
How can you not watch this show? Come on.
That's painful.
Oh, it's awesome.
And that's coming from me.
This is the guy who played the video of the girl in the wheelchair talking about her vagina, by the way. At least these people can leave. They can walk out of the room.
That's the name of my autobiography, is I'm going to make Ashley cry.
How great is that? So now she's got all these other guys she thought were losers. She doesn't care for them. Bentley's gone, and now she's got to have to try to actually find a guy out of these people, right?
Mm.
So they move the whole show. They're in this mansion in California. They go to Phuket.
I'm sorry?
Phuket.
Oh, careful. You got their finger on the button there, Kevin?
Phuket. How do you say it? Phuket?
Right?
Thailand.
Oh, yeah. It is Phuket, yes.
It is the capital of Thailand. So she is at the hotel and all the guys are on their way. She has to go to the concierge to start planning these dates.
Right.
And I don't think Annie, the concierge, quite understands the premise of The Bachelor. I don't think she's familiar with the show.
Because it's dumb.
Hello.
Welcome to Phuket. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. My name is Annie.
Nice to meet you, Annie. I'm Ashley.
So just tell me, what can I do for you?
So I'm trying to plan a few dates. I have 12 guys here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and they're hot.
Sure, Annie. Oh, my God. You had 12 men?
Wait, and this is in Thailand?
Yeah, they're used to everything.
Come on now.
She goes on a date with one of the dudes. Usually what they do is they go on solo dates and then group dates. And the first solo date she goes on is with Constantine, and they're walking through this charming village in Thailand, and they run across this old Thai man, and they ask, what is your advice that you would give us about relationships? And this is what the guy says.
The best thing that the man said to us was that love is not about winning. I don't want somebody to feel like they're just competing to get to the next day, to get to the next location. I want somebody that's here to look to see if we have something together.
You're on a game show about marriage.
Can we finally just once and for all go, I'm not looking for a lifelong partner on TV on a game show?
Here's the thing. I think the people who are the Bachelor Bachelorettes are.
You do?
I think the people that show up, the people who are competing, aren't for the most part. I think they're just competing. And she goes, I don't want somebody who just wants to compete and win. And like, well, then don't go on a game show to don't find go, somebody
exactly.
in love with.
Or somebody competes and wins.
And Ralph, hasn't there been exactly one marriage out of all the Bachelor and Bachelorette shows combined?
No,
just
there's been
one,
a
right?
couple. There's been a couple. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So she takes a group date. The guys who don't get picked for the soul date go on the group date. This is the romantic day Ashley has planned for all the guys on the group date.
Maybe some of you guys know, but in 2004, there was a huge tsunami here, and it left a lot of people really devastated and left a lot of children without parents. So this is the Ba'an San Phan Orphanage. So what we're going to be doing today is taking over this place and painting interior, exterior. We're going to be putting up soccer nets. So we're just going to make this place great for the kids. I'm so excited about it. I guess we're going to be bringing the sunshine to them, even though it's raining a little bit. It's
bringing sunshine to orphans.
Worst date ever.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm going to try to hook up with this girl. I'm trying to fall in love. Painting orphanage rooms is not going to help me. Oh, wow. We're going to paint an orphanage? Ooh, I better hide my boner. I'm so excited. That's the worst date ever.
And you go on the show because you've watched past seasons and you've seen them having sex in a hot tub. That's what you're hoping
for. We're
going
to hiking up in the volcanoes or someplace. No, they're going to paint an orphanage. This is an extreme makeover. I want to get to know the girl at least. And the guys are so good. Like, yeah, okay. They're trying to fake excitement because they don't look like they hate orphans.
Let's paint, everyone.
Then she goes out with Ames, and Ames is a nice guy, but he's desperately trying to break some news to her, and she just will not listen. See if you can, just by listening to Ames' voice, you can tell what I'm trying to hint at here.
What do you need in a relationship? What are your needs?
It's something you feel, really. Right. And it's something entirely shaped by where we've been. Mm-hmm. And I think you and I have both been interesting places
mm-hmm.
in our family lives and our romantic lives. And
right. No, I agree with that. But what are the things that you're, like, looking for in a woman? Like, or are you just kind of...
There is no list.
That's good.
There is no list. Just
that's
a feeling.
That's cool. I like that.
I'm not particularly interested in women.
Yeah. I think we can all read that right from the start.
Ames is desperately trying to tell her that he's gay. She just can't pick up on the clues.
But what about women turns you on?
Women, just anyone in any relationship. You just have to be open to anything possible. We're screaming, he's gay, Ashley!
We've all experienced so many things, like with the men we've been with.
What do you like particularly in a partner? Oh, I'm pretty open. It doesn't really matter. I don't have a list.
Somebody who has a lot of brothers, preferably.
No, penises, you know, anything like that. And then she dates Ryan, and Ryan is being picked on by the other guys in the house for just being too upbeat, too energetic, too on all the time.
Sure.
Here's his excuse.
Yeah, I'm happy a lot, and I bring a lot of enthusiasm, and I don't know where it comes from. I'm just like, I'm bursting with a lot of love in my chest.
He's bursting with a lot of love in his chest. It's like Alien. It's going to burst out. It's going to run around the room, whatever's inside him.
Why? This has been entertaining.
Love.
The way you present it has been entertaining, Ralph. But
so
why
love.
Do you care about these people and their feelings, really?
Oh, I want Ashley to be happy.
You don't.
Is that what it is?
You don't want her to be happy.
Bentley has crushed her spirit.
Right, but Bentley meant to crush her spirit.
I know, but she didn't sign up for that. That was just cruel. And now what's going to happen? Is she going to find
Ralph.
Love? Oh. She's dating Ames. He's a gay guy, and she's painting in orphans'
Ralph,
rooms and
Ralph,
stuff.
Come back
she
to us.
She needs to find love.
Come back to
oh,
us.
Oh, Ashley. Oh, Ashley.
Come back to
oh,
us.
Oh, Ashley.
Mini boot to bonnet, no cost maintenance, is good for 3 years or 36,000 miles. Belts, wiper blades, oil filters, brake pads. Boot to bonnet from A to Z. Well, except X. Nothing starts with X inside a Mini. Get details at SoCalMiniDealers.com. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Do Minis have bonnets? Either?
They have boots and bonnets, yes.
It's the world famous K-Rock at 8:53.
I've given up on trying to understand what the hell Lisa May is saying lately. I can't even track with her.
Poor woman.
All right. We've got details on the new Indiana Jones 5. Apparently that is happening.
Can't
coming
wait.
Up next half hour of the Kevin and Bean Show. And apparently something called Thanks for That Info Bean. I'm not familiar with that bit, but I'm sure it's very funny. on the way. First, though, Ralph's got the showbiz beat. What's going on?
It's painful, but we try to bring something good out of the bad. That's what happens with that section. How would you like to be on Fear Factor? It's coming back to television. The return of Fear Factor.
There are very few shows that you could ask that question. I would go, no, I don't want to be on that show at all.
Fear Factor's coming back. They're looking for contestants. They want couples this time. That means married couples or dating or even siblings, brothers and sisters, parent and child, best friends, coworkers, teammates, roommates, exes, you name it. They're looking for couples. You can go to fearfactorcasting.com for more information, but they're having two open calls locally if you want to just go down and try out. Crunch Fitness on Saturday, June the 18th from 2 to 6 p.m. The Crunch Fitness in West Hollywood. And then the following Saturday, June the 25th, the Crunch Fitness on El Toro Road in Lake Forest, California. You can check it out from 12 to 4 p.m. Tori Spelling, fear was a factor in her week.
Oh, man.
Sweet!
She get herself a sweet.
She was dropping her kid off at school, and a photographer saw her and started to chase her. Luckily, the kids were out of the car, but she still is with the child. She's pregnant. And so,
did they think she was someone else?
No, it's Tori Spelling.
Huh.
He wanted shots of her. In the course of the chase, she ran into a concrete barrier.
Oh, no.
The guy jumped out and started taking pictures of her after she crashed.
Oh, no.
How heartless is he? A bunch of other moms chased the photographer away and called for help for Tori. She had to go to the doctor to check on her unborn child, but apparently all is well, despite the paparazzi's best efforts to make it otherwise. That's sad news.
Yeah.
Al Pacino, still got it, the age of 71 years old. Al's got a new girlfriend. Her name is Lucila Sola. She is an Argentinian beauty who speaks four different languages. She's 31 years old.
Wow.
And apparently they are very hot and heavy. They were seen at the Tony Awards together.
And what's
on Sunday
Al? He's
got
to be around 40 now?
Al is 71 years of age.
Oh, 71.
He's 40 years older.
40-year age difference between the two.
That's not so much.
No, not at all.
I saw Paul McCartney on the TV last night. He's got to be even older than Al Pacino.
I don't.
And his girlfriend looks like she's around 35.
I think she's older than that.
Is she?
Yeah.
She got both legs?
I think he's late 60s, and I think she is around 50, I think.
No. Oh,
that's yeah.
way closer. So
I'm shocked that she looks fantastic.
His fiance?
Yeah, his fiance.
Yeah.
I'm shocked by that.
I think she's like in her 40s. Yeah. So.
Wow.
And she does have both legs.
All right.
It's already a move up for
Sir
Paul.
A step up.
A step up! And you may have heard me talking about this Playboy Club on NBC, the new show that's coming on in the fall, about the first Playboy Club in Chicago in 1960. I'm really excited and looking forward to seeing that show, as you can tell. And I was blown away by the news this week that the local NBC affiliate in Salt Lake City, Utah, has announced already that they won't be airing the show.
They haven't seen it.
No one has.
Yeah.
There's one.
Doesn't matter.
There may be a pilot, maybe, that they've seen.
Probably not.
Just out of hand, they're
Playboy.
Dismissing it.
Yeah.
Just because it's Playboy?
Don't they understand that it has already gone through hundreds of checks by other people before it gets on the network NBC? This isn't a tape that somebody dropped in somebody's hand. They're putting it right on television without it being seen.
We're not talking about the Playboy Channel, Utah.
It's been vetted.
You know that, right? It's not the one on cable late at night that you're watching. This is a show with actors and actresses and scripts about a moment in time that happened.
Right.
In 1960.
They're
historical
out.
Drama.
They're out.
They're out.
They're out.
That is so inexplicable in the 21st century that stuff's still going on.
Did you see, Ralph, and I'm not trying to steal your thunder here, but did you see the other show that KSL already doesn't air?
I did not, no.
They do not air in Salt Lake City on NBC Saturday Night Live.
Really?
Too sexy?
Because
saucy?
They say it's too saucy, too racy, too, yeah. Too out there for their viewers, they say.
This is not the first time this station has bagged network programming. They did it in 2003 with the sitcom Coupling. Remember that, the American version of a British sitcom
sort
about
of.
A bunch of different couples who...
No one should have aired that, though.
Yeah, it was not a good show, but still. Just based on the premise alone, they weren't not going to air it. And they also did it with a cartoon series, an animated series that NBC had on in 2000 called God, the Devil, and Bob, about this guy who's got a relationship with both God and the Devil and talks to them. And they would have none of that.
I would
they
suspect
take their religion pretty seriously.
It's a pretty
there in
Salt strict
Lake.
City. Yeah. Yeah, they do. But I would. I wish they would give their Mormon viewers, and that's who the majority are, that they're worried about in Salt Lake City. I wish they would give them the benefit of the doubt of being smart enough
nope.
to choose what to watch and what not to watch,
no.
rather than making that decision for them.
No, they cannot make their own decisions.
That's why they have God to take all that off your shoulders.
Crazy. What is there, Mitt Romney?
What about him?
It's all that Mitt Romney's fault. Him. Yeah, it's him. Being all Mitt with a name like Mitt. A name like Mitt, nothing good can come from it.
Yeah, you've got no problem with being a Mormon, but
no.
Seriously, President Mitt? What's that about?
Mitt. You don't want a guy that's got a Mitt. It already sounds like he's going to come after you with something. It's like catcher's mitt. So you catch something with that. I haven't worked out that chunk, but something's wrong there.
You should try that at a John Lovitz theater.
That's not so lovely.
Work on that a little bit.
Today's celebrity birthday is Donald Trump is 65 years old today. We should talk to the Donald and see how he celebrated his birthday. Boy George turns 50 years old today. Yasmin Bleeth. That's another name I don't care for a bit, by the way. Like Mitt Romney.
Pretty hot, though.
Yasmin Bleeth.
Yasmin.
How hot can someone named Bleeth be?
She is.
Bleeth is not hot, or was. See what happened? Her name caught up with her. That's what I think.
Got a strongly worded letter from one of our listeners who says that she lives in the neighborhood of Miss Yasmin Bleeth, and we are forbidden now from giving her a bell. Apparently, she's put on a few, in the listener's words, like 50.
Wow.
So maybe not so much with the bell on Miss Bleeth.
Bleeth. No good can come from Bleeth.
There you go.
That's all I'm telling you.
You've long said that.
I have long said that.
I hope she marries Mitt Romney and becomes the new first lady.
Oh, can you imagine?
How about this? I have a bell. I'm going to try this out. This is a fat bell.
Oh, got a new new effect?
That's for somebody who used to be hot but now fat? I don't know. Not buying it.
Yeah.
More work on that. I'll get back to you.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Sounds like a church bell.
Sort of does, yeah.
Something Mitt Romney would ring. Diablo Cody's 33 years old today, and Kevin McHale of the cast of Glee. He plays Artie, the one in the wheelchair. He's 23 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Got a very busy show here on the Kevin and Bean program. I don't think we're going to have time for
this
feature.
Got plenty
of time. We just need to fast forward ahead and get to the next item.
Whatever.
That's that info bean.
Whatever needs to be postponed or cut out and make time, we will.
Look, lots of people bring up lots of things. Why am I the one that gets picked up for the things that I bring up?
Because you don't
get
it.
We don't need to describe this again. But for those of you, but for those of you that listen occasionally, Bean has Asperger's. Now, that's a highly functioning autistic person, and he's extremely intelligent, but there are certain downsides, and one of them is that he has no idea how the conversation that he's having is going over with the person that he's having it with, even in person.
It comes from disconnecting with other humans. They don't have that connection, so they can't sense whether someone is interested in what they're saying or how their story is registering to their audience.
So he'll be reading, you know, the newspaper, going through online throughout the morning. We're playing, like we just played Blink-182 during that song. He'll be reading something. He'll just he'll do what he thinks is a conversation starter. But no one's a worse conversation starter than Beatus because there's no answer to most of his questions.
It's not a conversation starter. But, don't let him fool you into thinking that. That's usually his stock response is that, I'm just trying to get a conversation started. He's not. It's a self-contained conversation he has with himself that he feels that he has to impose on everyone else.
That is true.
Yeah. Here's what happens. During the Blink-182 song, I say, oh my God, Betty White is co-hosting with Regis today. Now, that's a really big deal, okay? That's excitement plus. You guys would mock that as being something you're not interested in, but I'm sincerely interested in and trying to share the joy that I feel with you all.
But you already know we're going to mock you.
Yeah.
But
let me ask you a question. How many of us do you think are even a little bit excited about Regis and Oldie McGoldster?
Betty White.
They're two legendary
television personalities.
I'm not asking
you that. I'm not asking your interest.
See, even now he can't hear you and he can't understand.
I'm not
asking
your
interest. As another person.
I'm asking my interest, beer mugs, Lisa, or Ralph.
How can somebody not be interested in Regis? That's 170 years of show business royalty sitting behind a desk.
That's that info bean.
It's a big deal.
It's not a big deal, and who cares? Is our point.
You're actually arguing with us whether or not we're interested.
Yes.
Here's
what we're telling you. We're not.
But he cannot gauge that.
So this is, thanks for that info,
Bean.
He
cannot hear it and cannot tell.
Which I believe Lisa also named Bean Barfs His Brain. Because basically he has to say what's ever in his mind.
No editing.
Now, Bean,
We don't need further commentary. We don't need further explanation.
You understand why it's so wonderful.
I'm going to read things that Bean has said in the last month or so.
Slurpee stamp is very important.
I write them down verbatim, word for word, including what anyone in the room says. Now, the rule is the room's not supposed to say a word.
Do not engage.
Beer mug is sort of new. So Beer Mug didn't know the rule yet. No, I yelled at him.
Oh, okay.
But he didn't understand when Bean said, how is Valerie Bertinelli still so pretty at her age? Now, that happened. Okay? So then I start writing because I can't believe he would say that. I can't believe he's not even interested in that. And Beer Mug says, isn't she married to... And then Bean finishes very triumphantly. Yes, Eddie Van Halen.
Used to be, right?
Or used to be, whatever. I don't care.
But Ralph, isn't that the type of
info
thing? If you were
info B.
You were sitting at home with your wife.
Info B.
And Valerie Bertinelli came up.
Info B.
You would make a comment like that.
Info B.
Am I annoying anyone else yet? Nope.
Yes.
I like it. Keep it
that's
going.
The type of thing you would say to your wife. You'd go, wow, Valerie Bertinelli is fantastic for her age. That's not an out of the
you shut
way
up.
Comment.
If two people are looking at the same image at the same time, that conversation is allowed to be had.
Correct.
If you're watching television with your wife and she comes up on the screen, that can be the impetus for that conversation. What cannot happen is out of no conversation, just out of the blue, you say to someone you're working with, how can Valerie Bertinelli look so young?
Right. We weren't talking about women who still look young for their age. No, nothing.
Not allowed.
Nothing. All right. Here's another one. I love the governor of New Jersey.
Oh, man.
And then no one said anything. And then Bean said, he's the real deal.
We're starting
info Bean
to look around.
We don't
the election next year.
Further clarification.
I'd rather see Chris Christie running half of these boneheads that they got up there.
We don't care. That's the point you're missing. We don't say it after me. You guys don't care. Say it.
You guys are missing out.
So what are you guys doing for Tater Tot's birthday? That's Bean's dog.
The freaking dogs.
And so no one said anything. And then Bean, realizing what he's doing, and now just trying to poke us with a stick. Anybody?
Is this thing on?
And then stupid King of Mexico, who's in here, says, how old? From the back of the room.
Oh.
And I yelled, shut up, Dave, there are rules. And then Bean said, hey, King parties with Tater.
King has visited Tater.
That's that info Bean.
All right, I can kind of see your point on that one.
Oh, really? Can you?
On that one, I can kind of see
your point. Why is oatmeal so good?
Oh.
Here's the thing about this type of question. It's not just you, Bean, but anyone that asks that kind of question, there's no answer to that question. There's no conversation to be had. You like it or you don't like it. That's it. Why does someone look so good for their age? There's no answer.
Yeah.
It just exists. Why is oatmeal so good? So then I finally had it. I yelled, will you shut the F up? And then Bean follows that up with, seriously, though, what is it that makes it so good?
Oh, man.
And so then I shouted, seriously, shut the F up.
That's that info Bean.
You know, I know people don't realize it's compounded by the fact that Bean is not in this room. He's just a disembodied voice that comes over a speaker. So it's weirder when we're all sitting around looking at each other and you just hear from the ether, why is oatmeal so good?
But he used to do that when he was here.
I know, but it's even worse when it's just his stinking voice.
Because you can't beat me physically, that's why.
Speaking of looking good, how does Regis look so good at his age?
Oh, stop it!
That's a great question.
No one said anything.
87. Look at him. Looks better than I do.
I want to look good. I want to look that good when I'm his age.
That's that info Bean.
Here's Bean's attempt at a burn. So, I guess not everybody has an advanced copy of the new Weird Al album.
Come
that's
on, that's
that
pretty
info Bean.
That's worth bragging about. Come on.
No, I think I can wait. I can wait till it hits the streets.
Loves Weird Al.
Yeah.
And can wait.
I think I'm fine.
Here's the coup de grace. This is the final thanks to that info Bean. I don't even know if I can read it with straight face. All right, here's Bean. Guys, I had a cow that didn't moo until it was four. God. That didn't move until it was full.
Oh, my God.
So Beer Mug starts talking, and I immediately put my hand up like, if you say another word, I will kill you, Beer Mug. So I'm writing down, I had a cow that didn't moo until it was four. And then here's the follow-up after no one said anything. Then one day, it just mooed.
It was fairly shocking at that point. She was four.
Right, but
that's not a conversation you ever have to have with anyone.
We weren't talking about pets or I had a cow that didn't moo until it was four.
I'm still baffled by it, that's all.
How old is your cow?
Well, she's gone. She's gone now. She lived to be 13. She died of cancer. But the point is,
I didn't say that to make fun because I forgot that she had died.
4 years in, you think you know everything about your own cow.
But the cow's not even around anymore.
Right.
So
how does that conversation just happen out of thin air?
Did it happen where the cow mooed for the first time yesterday?
All right. No.
Maybe. I can see. But that's not what happened.
I still miss my buttercup. I guess that's what this is about.
You have to get a doctor.
And it needs to be Kevorkian. That's that info. 106.7 K-Rock, it's KROQ, and it is 29 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Hey, party people, thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph's got the showbiz beat coming up in minutes. First, though, here's a story that he broke for us a couple of days ago. Shia LaBeouf was being interviewed ahead of his appearance in the new Transformers movie, and he happened to mention that Indiana Jones 5 is happening. Now, Kevin, I didn't see the last one, the Kingdom of the Skulls.
Crystal Skull or whatever it was.
Skull, whatever it was called, right?
Yeah.
But didn't you walk out of the theater thinking, oh, dear God, please don't ever let them make another one?
Yeah, well, it was. I thought it was great. And Shia LaBeouf or LaBeouf? I thought it was LaBeouf. Was great.
Mm-hmm.
And Harrison Ford was great. Right up until the part where the aliens got in the rocks and then it was a spaceship and they took off. And I went, what?
Hey, spoiler alert, by the way. I haven't seen it yet.
I thought this was a good movie right up until this point. That movie, by the way, made $317 million.
Oh yeah.
My God.
And it's one of those sequels that everybody was hoping one day would happen. Put Harrison Ford back in the hat, give him the whip, and hit the road. And apparently it was enormously successful. George Lucas is working on the script for the new one. And we thought, hey, who isn't a Raiders of the Lost Ark Indiana Jones fan? Let's bring up the star of all of those movies, who apparently Shia has already talked to, and he is also in. The great actor Harrison Ford joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hey, Harrison.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
How you doing? I'm sorry. It's a little bit noisy where you are. What's going on?
I'm working.
Hang on. I'm going to turn off the music. I don't think that's helping.
You're in the what?
In the gym.
You're in the gym? Oh, you're working out for the new Indiana Jones movie?
Yeah, make sure.
Well, that's what Shia LaBeouf was talking about. He said...
I think he was still talking. I'm not sure.
I don't know either. He said that that Harrison Ford was actually in the gym working out so he could stay in shape to do the next one.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
I got you.
Okay. So you know what? Can you move away from the equipment, Harrison? We're having trouble making out what you're saying.
Okay,
if you could get a little further away.
Better.
That's better.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
About the same as a minute ago.
Same.
It's fine. Yes, we can hear you. Why are you interested in doing another Indiana Jones movie?
I guess the character makes me old through the whole thing. Super old. Well, I'm getting old.
I'm supposed to change. I'm getting a little old. Harrison, we can't. You need. We need you to. Is there any way you can. You okay? What happened?
I can't even. Why don't they just turn the whole series over to Shia? Why don't they just let him do it? He's great.
Sure. Why not?
Harrison?
F that.
Well, now we got him. Huh?
Wow.
It's weird because when you're on screen in a movie, we can understand what you're saying. But in real life, it seems like you're always mumbling. Okay, I apologize.
I heard kind of like. That's what I got.
All right, we're almost out of time here, Mr. Ford. Do you have any thoughts on where you'd like to see the story go after the crazy alien ending of the last one?
Sure, I got it. My thing is Indiana Jones and comes to the super alien. When you're all of it happens. And then my first girl. couldn't leave me alone to tell him.
Maybe we should just turn the movie over to Shia.
That's that.
Got time for one more look at the showbiz beat with our friend Ralph Garman now on the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
Before I get to the news, how about some tickets? I have tickets to give away to the brand new Tim Burton exhibition of all his artwork at the LACMA, the L.A. County Museum of Art. If you're a Tim Burton fan, you want to see artwork from his many films as well as his own personal artwork, I think this is something you're going to want to attend. If you'd like to go, I've got five pairs of passes right now. 1-800-520-1067 if you'd like to explore the world of art created by Tim Burton. Very talented artist.
Are these props or paintings or what are we going to be looking at when we go in from his various movies?
I believe it's artwork from his films.
Is it all from his films, or does he do some painting just aside from it? Do you know? Fewer questions about this?
That might be a question we should ask someone at LACMA.
No, okay.
Unless the guy who's giving away the tickets to the Tim Burton retrospective.
Okay.
I'm just saying he may not have those answers, whereas someone who works for the museum might have a better grasp of exactly what is contained in the Tim Burton collection.
Is it watercolors or oil paintings?
See, my point is, I'm giving away tickets to the Tim Burton retrospective held at the LACMA.
I know, we have questions.
I am not the curator of the exhibit.
Do they come in frames?
Nor have I seen the exhibit myself.
I see.
So I'm saying the totality of it, what it makes up the exhibit is not as easily answered by me.
Which films are represented? Does it go back to, say, Beetlejuice or...
I'll find out for you. I'll get back to you.
We don't care. Okay. Yeah. We don't care now.
Well, now you're going to find out.
I don't care.
I'm going to do a tire. I'm going to spend an hour.
We don't want it now.
I'm going to become a docent. You don't know what a docent is?
Look up docent.
Look up docent, Kevin. Docent.
How do you spell it?
D-O-C-E-N-T.
No, I'm not going to look that up.
Docent.
People work at museums.
All right.
Oftentimes as volunteers.
Yeah, like a guide.
When you go into a room and you see a guy standing there all day long in a room of paintings.
Are you both aware that we're still on the radio? Docent.
That's what you get for asking questions about the art museum.
Holy crap.
I could be the voice of one of those headphone things you put on when you walk around and you carry it with you and they describe each painting as you walk past it. Be that guy. Well, I was up at the Playboy Mansion this past weekend. I was up there on Friday night.
You win. It doesn't matter what anyone else was doing.
And I sat down and I had a long conversation with Hef. And looks like my conversation with him paid off. Hefner and fiancée Crystal Harris were supposed to get married this weekend. We just found out from TMZ.com that the wedding is apparently off.
Is that right? Wait, they were supposed to get married this coming weekend?
This Saturday, the 18th.
Wow.
Was supposed to be the wedding.
That's pretty late to call it off. How about that?
TMZ is claiming that Crystal Harris is a real-life runaway bride. 5 days before walking down the aisle, she bailed out of the Playboy Mansion, and multiple sources say the wedding is off, according to TMZ.com.
That is shocking.
Sources say Crystal and Hef had a nasty argument this weekend. When the dust settled, Crystal decided to 86 the nuptials, TMZ says, and quickly moved her stuff out.
Look, all she has to do is hang on for what? 6 months? A year? Maybe?
No.
Then she gets everything.
Hefner's mom lived well into her hundreds.
How well?
I think she was 103, 104 when she passed.
But it's 30 seconds of the grossest part of your day every day, and then you're free to do whatever you want.
And Hef's only 86, so there could be another 20 years.
Wow. Well, okay.
Just saying.
You want the job, E?
I don't, but I'm surprised she's not going for it. I mean, the later in life you marry Hef, the better decision you're making.
I'll take the job.
Yeah, I know you would.
What I'm saying is they've already got everything in place. They've got the booze order. They've got the food ready, I'm sure. I'm sure the decorations are ready to go up.
That's true.
Let's have a party Saturday at the mansion. That's what I'm saying.
And you'll marry Hef.
No, I'm just saying let's have a party.
Maybe they heard our discussion yesterday with people who realized they were making a mistake while they were walking down the aisle.
Let's have a bachelor party for Hef Saturday night to celebrate the fact that he's still a bachelor.
I like it. I'm in.
Can you imagine Hef's bachelor party up at the mansion? That's all I'm saying.
His whole life is a bachelor party.
That's true. How do you celebrate when every day's a celebration? So we'll be following that story closely to see what's going on. Demi Lovato, while we're talking about relationships, has ended hers with Wilmer Valderrama.
Pez
from the very popular That 70s Show. New York Post says that the 18-year-old
has broken off her relationship with the 31-year-old Wilmer Valderrama. Where does the age difference was the real challenge in their relationship? That and he kept having sex with a bunch of other women.
Some people are sensitive to that.
Taylor Momsen's showing off her goods. The 17-year-old Gossip Girl actress was performing at the Download Festival in England over the weekend, where she wore a very loose-fitting T-shirt that was cut down the sides. And so her girls kept popping out, and she actually showed them to the crowd at one point. But what she did was she covered her nipples with duct tape, made little X's to stay modest.
You know what's funny? I don't know that that's to stay modest, but that does legally cover you.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
That is perfectly
that
fine
one
with the
inch
law.
Of skin, as long as that's covered, you can go out in the world.
Yep. It's like pasties in a strip club. Keeps it legal.
So there she was.
Have you guys heard her music?
I have not.
I've heard one song from her band, Pretty Little Liars. It's pretty decent. I mean, it's an Avril Lavigne type of punkish kind of pop, but she seems very committed to that music thing. And according to what you said earlier, she may need to have something to spend her time on. She's not going to be doing much acting.
Is that the name of her band, Pretty Little Liars?
Yeah, that's her.
Huh. I thought it was something else. I thought it was some other.
I don't know. I wouldn't argue with Bean when it comes to teen stars.
No, I wouldn't either when it comes to, the underaged. And Ellie Kemper has just
Although
been...
Apparently Alex says it's the Pretty Reckless. Apparently
That's
I'm wrong
what
about
I'm
that.
Talking
pretty
about.
Reckless,
I thought
not,
it was something
not
else.
So all the pretty bands, I can't keep them straight. My error.
Ellie Kemper, who plays Erin, the receptionist on The Office, she has just been cast in a new movie. She was in Bridesmaids, very funny in that film. She will co-star with Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum in the movie version of 21 Jump Street. Daily Variety says she'll play a chemistry teacher who's attracted to Channing Tatum's character without realizing that he is an undercover cop posing as a student, not a high school student. Which I think would make her happy, because she probably couldn't have a relationship with a student. That would be inappropriate.
That's true.
Unless you were Bean, and then it would be okay.
It'd be fine.
Okay. The younger the better, I say.
I've never said that.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Kevin McHale from Glee is 23 years old today. Diablo Cody celebrates his 33rd birthday. Or her 33rd birthday, depending on how you look at it. Yasmin Bleeth, she was on Baywatch. She's 43 years old today.
Yeah.
According to inside sources, doesn't look like she used to on Baywatch.
Right.
But who among us does, really? Remember when we were on Baywatch?
I don't look like that anymore. When she was in Baywatch.
Boy George is 50 years old today. That's a rough 50, by the way, that Boy George is 50. Donald Trump turned 65. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We have a brand-new internet roundup for you. We have Adam Carolla.
Yeah.
Who's going to be here with This Week in Rage. And we have Larry King.
Which
of these does not fit?
You're going to be nice to Mr. King, aren't you, Kevin?
Of course.
You've done nothing but mock him over the years.
That's true. Kevin's going to say,
he's a broadcasting legend.
I thought you were dead. Many
How
years
dare
ago.
You? I'm a professional.
Professional.
Look it up in the book.
Look it up in the book.
I can't guarantee anything. That's tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin.